the Tiltcast, episode 164, back in the BBC.
And tonight we're going to talk about news from CES, Assassin's Creed 4, Civ 5, Dota 2, talk about some XCOM Enemy Within, and some Warframe. We're also going to talk about Rusty's addiction to BBC. And I'm not talking about the network.
Chicken.
The big black cock!
Stay tuned.
And we're back with another episode of the Tiltcast. Rusty, take it. I don't have the pointer. It's over here.
Wow.
It's over here attached to the table. I'm not going to use the pointer.
Say something.
Something.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
You got moxie, kid. This one's got moxie.
You got mayonnaise. I'll give you that.
What? All right. I don't have enough Red Bull in
You got yet. Pickles.
You got pickles. Welcome back to the Tiltcast and shit.
Oh my god, you're the most alive person I've ever heard.
He hasn't chugged that Red Bull.
He says, burst it's like, all night. It's like, you hear that podcast.
There he goes.
Hi guys. Welcome back.
It sounds like Earl's
doing something else.
It sounds like Earl's mom came in.
He's like, hi.
It's almost like a snail. It's almost like a snail.
It's another enjoyable episode. I'm Rusty. And to my left is... That's what it sounds like. Read from the teleprompter. Don't pull it.
Oh, shit. There is a teleprompter.
Don't pull
there
a Michael Bay and just say, I'm out of this the light. And leave.
Welcome to the Tiltcast.
Those reading lessons really paid off,
and,
son.
There's these guys around table stuff. To my left is the Jason shits.
What's up, guys?
The Jason shits.
Oh my gosh, she's not getting kicked in the head by
like,
a mule.
The Trent guy.
The Trent guy.
Oh, he's got something black in his teeth.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. And the laser pointer's at my mouth. And then
it's like,
over
stop
there,
putting your
load
in my mouth.
Did you just like have a whole can of paint?
You can smell
there's
it.
There's like the Justin mod.
The Justin
What's
mod.
Up?
And
then there's Earl Sauce.
Earl Sauce, wow.
And of course me.
What's up, everybody?
Hey guys.
What are you, the rusty gore?
I left my brain at school today.
It's a Shackleford.
It's a Shackleford.
Shackleford. Yeah.
I can just see I'm doing like political science. Hi.
I did political science last semester.
And I want you to elect me.
The founding fathers of the Constitution.
I did a vote for me.
I saw
Ask
it.
Him.
I've seen it.
That shit.
I know. I constructed half of that shit.
I know.
Could you go
he
to
didn't
Walmart?
Get any credit, though.
Can you go to Walmart and buy some enthusiasm in a can?
No, but yeah, apparently you can have somebody make it for you in the camping section.
Apparently.
Meth bust.
Not that bad. It's just a microphone, man. Just talk like you normally would.
Well, I am talking like I normally would.
You're good. We should do
what am I supposed to do now? It's been so long since I did this modding thing.
Justin, what have you been up to?
Yeah,
this
there
week?
You go.
I've been up to stuff.
Stuff.
What about you, Trent?
Your mom.
I've been up to quite a few things. So, yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
You're like. Oh, I've been up. I've been doing.
Fuck
your mom.
You.
Next.
So I have been doing stuff.
You have been doing stuff.
Yeah, I've been doing stuff.
What's your stuff?
Skyrim, of course. I won't delve into that.
We stop
dead horse.
Saying stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff. No, stuff. And things.
Things.
D-Law.
Items.
Items.
I formed a task list.
D-Law.
And I went through it
for things.
That would be a, you know what you should do? You should make a video game called that called called making a task list and just like sell it to the people that are like, oh my god, it's a task list game. I've been wanting these all my life. And they click and I was like, just make
that's kind of like playing Papers, Please, to be honest with you. I need to get through that game. I started playing that again, and I realized that it's going to take me a while to get into that. I see all these journalists raving about Papers, Please, and I guess I just don't get it yet.
No, it's kind of like standing in line.
It's a whole lot like
but
standing
could,
in line.
But you could make an online mode where you go against other task listers and see who can make their task list the fastest and the most efficient.
You're just trying to figure out the object of the game, and I know there's something more behind it. It's figuring out if people are going to pass the checkpoint or not.
Actually, really? why don't you do this?
It is. Your... It's kind of like standing in line, isn't it? You've played that game, right?
Yeah, I've played it.
But with
how
your,
long did you last?
With your Taskmaster game?
How long did it last before I quit?
Task list?
What you can
about
do with Task list
really?
Is you
yeah.
can
wow.
you can take a note from Assassin's Creed, and what you do is you actually look at your to-do list,
yeah,
and you basically select a task and it tells you the probability of actually completing, and you send it off and it'll tell you when it'll come back and boom, tell you when it's done.
Done.
So it's just every 20 minutes just pulled out and it says, oh, you've completed this task, you've earned this much, whatever. All right, go to the next
people
task.
People are like, this is the greatest game alive.
It comes back, you tell it to go get milk, it comes back and says, you were mugged by thugs. Like, what the fuck? So you have to go and get milk again, but you have to add on extra things like, I'm going to take my friend with me this time to up the odds of survivability.
So
bring some pepper spray.
Yeah. So here's... Speaking of task lists, here's something that I did over Christmas break that's dictating how I'm playing games. And it's really sad.
That's teetering really close to the computer, actually.
I moved it.
Thank you.
So, what I've been doing is I took...
And that's not... I'm just saying. It's seriously.
Good. It's good.
You're like,
I don't talk with my hands. Earl does, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I tried to warn you. Glad you got the hint.
So
forget that over there.
I won't. I'll need it eventually. But so I created a task list of sorts of games that I haven't played.
Yes. How far did you get?
Well, the thing is, I do the random number function in Excel, and I sort it greatest to least, and it keeps coming up with the same game. So I think my task list wants me to finish things that are unfinishable, like Dota 2. You can't finish Dota 2.
Why even have
why
that?
Is it even in there?
You play it all the time.
Well,
no, actually, we don't.
Yeah, it's still. Remove it. It's an only put finishable games. Games
that
can't be finished.
Do you hear that tone out of Rusty's face? It's like it's like that girlfriend like you never visit anymore. Why don't we play Dota?
Well, why don't you just come and leave?
I got on to Rusty about that last week or last time we did. Yeah, it was last week.
It's like an old married
couple. I was like, we've never played. We haven't played Dota.
Why don't you play Dota 2 with me anymore? It's like you don't care.
Well, we did play Dota.
Well, yeah, we did.
With our unofficial gauntlet with which we...
Fails horribly at.
But me and you played.
Yeah,
I believe
we did.
That shows you why and it shouldn't have been.
It's crazy because
we
the first real match we get into, like, things weren't working right. My video card didn't want to work. I don't know what the hell was going on.
Oh, my fucking UI was destroyed. I could not click on any item whatsoever to buy it. I had to go.
He was using shortcuts to buy his items, yeah. Like keyboard shortcuts, it's which terrible. Is definitely not the way to do that game. Unless you're just that... That's a savant level of playing.
Like, well, it was the... you know how the shopkeeper... thing, if you have a build set up, you can click on the item and it can tell you the component parts of it,
yeah,
in the bottom there, and you can like easily click and, you know, buy your shit. That was all broken. So for me to buy an item, I had to go and buy the component parts, like remember how it was built and then buy the component parts, and I fucked that shit up so many times.
Well, and I got
laser pointers are not allowed at this fucking table anymore.
It's like a Murloc of a world.
Alright then.
So, but yeah, it was really frustrating because we'd been playing these matches and we were doing one to warm up. And me and you play a practice match. And me and you destroy it. Like, completely obliterate the practice match. Like, we'll do a co-op bot stomp. And we did that and we completely obliterated that. We go up against real players, and we got what? It was, what's the name of that mode?
It was single draft.
Single draft. Single draft gives you three characters to choose from, and mine was Invoker, Broodmother, and the Centaur. And I fucking hated all of them.
You should have took Invoker.
Well, I didn't want to micromanage what I was doing, but I didn't want to mess with Broodlings. And then you're sitting there trying to set up the, like, with Broodmother, basically what you can do is while you're in the lanes, is you cast a web, and that makes you invisible. And...
I'm just happy people.
A little backstory of why we're cracking up here.
Earl bought his laser pointer.
Yeah, there's a little.
It's more than just a laser pointer.
Actually, it's really cool. It's a pen. It's a stylus pen, a laser pointer, and a flashlight. This I do like. This is actually pretty damn handy. I like this.
You're gonna need to buy new batteries after the fucking night's over, though.
Yeah, the laser pointer doesn't eat up too much. It's a triple battery.
Yeah.
So it should be okay. It's a big light that actually eats up a lot of it. This is a bright fucking light.
Yes.
Yeah, that LED bulb takes a lot of...
Hey, look at this light.
Dude.
Yeah, that's the greatest. What's this do? Oh, blood.
It's even worse for you because you're wearing magnifying glasses and you're...
Yeah, he has gnome glasses on, basically. His big, thick
gnome engineer glasses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anywho, you were trying to say something. I don't know what the fuck you were saying. No.
Well, what I was getting at is, long story short, I got a character that I'm horrible with, to begin with.
Broodmother, yeah.
Yeah, and then it kept alt-tabbing me out, and I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was my phone or whatever. And so it alt-tabbed me out about every 25 seconds.
Oh, really?
And that's why I was sitting there like...
That's why you were terrible.
That's part of why I was terrible. The other part is I just suck at Broodmother.
I remember Dark Age of Camelot, you could alt-tab to Breakout. Like, if you went to, like, a battleground, but you got stuck in a really horrible group that was sucked, you could alt-tab, and then you could quit. And then you could control-delete-quit. And it would make it look like your character was just lagged out. So it was the easy way to get out of a party group instead of just saying, I quit.
Yeah, that's the well, this director guy that's stuff. Over on Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, so, yeah?
Yeah.
But they did make it where, back then, if you had enough RAM, you could multi-character if you had two different accounts. So yeah. Then you could have like a really high-level character tag along your low level. You could power-level yourself. You had to have like a gig of RAM way back in the day, back when that was expensive. And I was like, there's just some hardcore, that's a gig of RAM.
Or you could just have two computers.
It was four, six to 256.
Or you could just have a friend.
Listen, that's asking a lot.
I didn't have friends back then.
Especially Earl, that's asking quite a bit.
It was asking quite a bit.
So anyways, that game was extremely frustrating. Everything else was fun. I was playing
Pugna, and I couldn't buy a fucking thing. What the hell is that?
It's true.
I got it now. All right.
So, aside from Dota and failing miserably, and I want to go back to it, me and Rusty decided what we want to do Wednesday nights.
Yeah, Wednesday nights.
So, if anybody wants to join in on us, we're not really doing a gauntlet, but we're just...
Join in on you?
That was like the longest explanation for an invite, like an hour later. So, if y'all are free Wednesday...
Well, if you weren't fucking interrupting there...
I didn't do anything. You were the one freaking out over a little red light.
Here, play with the ball.
So, but yeah, I mean, me and you were talking, we're like, we need to get a designated out to do this. We're thinking about starting to practice on Wednesdays and have fun doing this. So if you guys want to shoot the shit, Wednesday evening, probably 7-ish Central Time, we'll definitely be on there by then.
Yeah.
I don't really ever plan anything on Wednesday except for maybe drinking sometimes. So
that's always a fun thing.
It's in the middle of my fucking week, but it's not really that big of a deal.
Well, I know the other thing I played a lot of is I played a shitload of Warframe again.
Nice, that's a good game.
John, actually, I threw it up on our...
Did he write an FAQ?
Yes, because he was getting sick of some of the questions we kept getting, and it wasn't necessarily sick. It was just questions that me and him both had, and I guess John really likes Warframe.
Yeah.
From Carousel. And so I threw it with the FAQ he wrote on our website, because it did actually fairly quickly explain the basics of what you need to know to play that game. And me and him were farming blueprints, and like, we could never get progression in the game because me and him are always looking for new shit. So like, we'll go and do these alerts and get a bunch of money, and then we'll go do something else and get blueprints, and then we just end up doing that the whole time. But yeah, I played a lot of that too, and that also ended up on my list, so me and him are probably going to play that on Thursday nights.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Having played that for 40 minutes and picking the wrong frame, I picked Loki, and you said not to pick Loki.
I picked Loki too.
So, can you like start over?
Not without buying a frame. However, it's not that hard to farm the blueprints for some of those frames.
Pretty much fail.
Well, so I can teach you how to be decent at Loki. I'm just not a big fan of him. The thing about Loki is he doesn't have any offensive powers.
He's offensive to me.
Well, he basically has what? He has disappear.
Yeah, disappear.
He has a decoy.
Mm-hmm.
He has swap,
which is useless.
Not necessarily. So, like, if you and your buddy are in the thick of it, or he needs to switch with you, like, say your tank character, you could switch places with your tank character. He'd be in the thick of battle, and you wouldn't be. The disappear thing gives you extra damage for melee attacks when you're invisible, which can come in handy. I actually survived a lot of my early matches with Loki because I could turn invisible and soak up XP while everybody killed shit. But it's not the optimum way to play that game. So,
that seems alright with me.
Like, a better thing to do is there's the second boss in the game. You can farm and get one of the best frames in the whole game called the Rhino. Rhino's essentially the tank class. He can do a lot of damage with a stomp ability, like an area of effect deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also got a thing called Rhino Skin, which lets you absorb like 2,000 points of damage when, even at low levels, I mean, you only have like 300 hit points. So it'll let you go in and take a massive amount of damage before you're actually taking health hits. So he's a really easy frame. You could farm the frame in like 45 minutes. Like, honestly, it's not even that bad.
And then take like, what, 2 days to build it?
it would take you a little while to build it, but honestly, it'd be worth it. And it's, like I said, it's, you can buy that shit, but why would you buy it if you can farm it in 45 minutes?
True.
Like, there's still a frame that I want that I thought about buying. I was like, nope, I'm going to go just farm it. And there's one called Ash that I want to farm. It's like the ninja frame. So he's the true space ninja. His ability is basically teleport around and kill stuff.
That's awesome.
So
see, every time I look at look at the crafting system for that, I think like Farmville or like something equally stupid where you have to like plant something and then wait. Yes, I kill lots of things in Farmville.
No, but can you go out of your way and just like
murder things,
like katana chop some guy in
half? No, it's like a ninja.
Exactly. The melee kills in that game are pretty satisfying.
I'm just saying, like, it takes, like, 2 days, 3 days, to build.
So, it has that feature in it, which is a lot like any free-to-play game. Mm. However, like, the materials and things like that are fairly easily farmed. Like, me and John know where, like, it shows on the system what you can farm where, and then through the FAQs you can see where it's easy to farm things. So, like, a couple of the other people from the carousel, Stretch and Scott, and then our friend Peters, we're all playing with us the other night, and they were trying to figure out what to do to get this certain gun. They needed this material. So we go into a survival mission, which is basically horde mode. And it's actually a really challenging and fun horde mode. There's so much shit to kill. We farmed that for a little while, and they got the materials in inside 20 minutes that they needed from that mission that we did. We're able to go ahead and build their guns. And the weapons usually take 12 to 24 hours to build.
Right.
So, which I think is a fair trade-off. It's like you can buy it, which they charge way too much for you to buy the stuff. Unless you get the half off or 75% off sale for the platinum, which is a steal at that point, which I have done. But on the flip side of that, earning it is not that bad. Especially like me, where I'm going to play it like 1 day a week, get the stuff I want for the frame I want, put it on the cooker. When I come back, I got my frame. Use him.
I think about
when you played World of Warcraft though, like how many times you did the dungeon.
That's
runs.
What I'm saying is, I think you keep looking at it from the Warcraft burn, which is that I had to grind for 7,200 hours just to make this necklace, which I only used for 10 levels. So,
no, it wasn't
so
it wasn't
my brother, like World of Warcraft, he's a big brother. He loves wrestling, and he loves Mark Henry, but he calls him by a different name. he spent three weeks, there's a panther, a shadow panther that spawns, and he made it his pet. It took him 3 weeks, and he spent 20 hours a day to finally find that damn panther. So
yeah, this is not nearly that grindy.
Sometimes
this is not nearly that. It's not Final Fantasy 10 level grindy.
What do you mean?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a game that everybody played, that you ground for different things a lot, or you kill things a lot to get certain things,
or you play it for 16 hours waiting for your party to actually be interchangeable.
Yeah. So, or that guy went AFK and it took 8 hours for him to come
and
back.
And even after 16 hours, when they all finally meet, they fucking split up.
Well, just think about like the games like World of Warcraft, where you're doing the raid runs and you want to get an item. Now think about the era back. I don't know if you ever did Dragon Kill Points. DKP.
Those DKP?
Suck. Yeah.
No way. 50 DKP minus.
Yeah, like
yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so if you remember DKP and losing over and over and over again and farming a dungeon or a raid for 2 weeks to get that one helmet that never drops, and when it does, somebody else gets it.
I hate it.
Not nearly that level of frustration. In fact, you can build
what they
most
want,
of
it, and then they just all bail out. All right, I got mine. I gotta go.
It's, kind of the reverse. I mean, you can get the materials pretty quickly if you know where to find them, and just that's just a matter of looking up the FAQs. And once you do that, it's the time spent waiting for it. You can still play and do other things and get materials for other things. So I always have something on the burner that's always building, but I'm always getting new stuff because I've already gotten that process going. So that initial startup takes a while, but now I'm always coming back and I was like, oh, I got this, this, and this. And then I can level it or not level it or whatever. And now that we got items that you can't buy in the store, we got these hard things that are fairly hard to get, like, for instance, there's this gun. I want a flamethrower, so I got a grenade launcher that shoots firing flaming balls of crazy
balls,
flaming ball explosive balls, and which is really good versus those Zerg things, the infested.
Fiesta party ball.
But anyways, there's a flamethrower pistol that I want that just shoots a steady flame, which I think would be awesome in some of those levels.
So you're a flamer, huh?
No, but well, flamer for that.
Yeah. Like, flame on.
But, like, the materials for that are expensive. Like, I gotta go through and I gotta make a format that takes 24 hours. I gotta make these detonite things that take 12 hours a pop. But I already have all the materials for them. So, that weapon literally takes me a week. But it's an awesome weapon.
It's okay, dude. I understand what you're talking about. I'm throwing this out there. I used to play Star Wars Galaxies, and I was an architect. So to build a house, it took a week. And you had to buy like 18 or make 18 different component parts to make the finished product. I understand. It just sucked.
So, but the reward of it all, like I'm doing these other things while this stuff's doing it. You know, it's not like that initial risk or that initial investment of time pays off in the end because I've always got something on the burner. So, at this point, I'm not really buying anything. I'm just making things. I did buy a couple things when I got the sale. I was like, yeah, you know how it is.
Don't tell me about the sales.
But I went on, something got on sale and I bought a different frame. But then I started grinding out some of the other frames and finding out where they're at and where they dropped and things like that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, I mean, like, as soon as I could get you to that other spot, in fact, I can get, because of where I'm at, I can literally just take you to that level and run that for a while and get you a Rhino frame, essentially.
Okay. I mean, I haven't picked it up more than the 45 minutes. And the idea is there, and I understand that, but I think for me, especially considering my time spent with a certain beta that I can't talk about.
Right.
I don't know if I'm ready to jump into any other type of MMO.
Yeah, and it's an MMO, but it's not a competitive MMO.
It doesn't matter. Why can't
you talk about the other beta?
I can't talk about the ISO beta. I was actually in the Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, the NDA on that is so strict. Like, we can say we played it, and that's pretty much it.
Like, when we were in there, I mean, the entire time we were playing it, our email addresses were blazed all over the screen. Yeah.
Wow.
So if you took video and you post anywhere, they know exactly who you were. And they do stuff like that. It's just basically just non-disclosure agreements.
Well, that's cool, though.
Not if you're on the show.
Right. I can't even release. I can't even give it a. I can't give it an opinion. Yeah. That's how.
Well, they're not ready for opinions yet.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say that.
But.
Well, I didn't
just from my experience from that, I kind of found myself sitting there thinking, do I really want to step foot into an MMO again? Because of all the shit that's changed since I played WoW, and the WoW burn. Because
I'll put it this way: what I played on EOS, ESO. No, I'm not convinced to go back into an MMO.
We really can't talk about
that. I know we can't talk about it, but I can just say that for me, for my own personal reasons. I don't say for my
MMOs
reasons.
In general.
Yeah, I'm just saying it for my own reasons, not anything to do with that game. It didn't bridge me back over to want to do it. So, but, you know, they're still working on it, so we'll see.
Yeah, so Warframe.
Yeah, so that's I'll be playing more of that. I'm pretty into it. I'm also into the DX11 and the multi. Like, they do some really smart stuff on the back end with the graphics. Like, it's a machine. It actually utilizes all the, or I don't know if it utilizes all the cores of my machine, but unlike 90% of the games that are out there, it uses more than one core and uses more than 3 gigs of RAM. So it will utilize the shit out of your machine. Like, with DX11, it's using the Mass Effect 3 engine, but it looks way better than Mass Effect 3. Like, once you get all the reflections and the particle effects up and everything else, that game looks really good. But enough about Warframe. I'll leave that. Mm-hmm. Let that go. I finally got my key for Banner Saga. So that was the Kickstarter I backed about a year ago.
A year ago, I see. Jesus.
I'm finally getting that key. That releases tomorrow night. Really? So that'll be something I'll be playing a lot of as soon as it comes out. It's essentially it's like Final Fantasy Tactics in a way, but everything's hand-drawn. It looks like old-school Disney art.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of Vikings that you're leading, a group of Vikings, and it plays out like an RPG, like you have choices, and it does it kind of like Telltale style in a way of, here's a choice, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to do this in the story? Mm-hmm. So you kind of do the choose-your-own-adventure thing with the story, and then it plays out the battles. And then you go back to the story, and your troop moves along through their trek through the wilderness or whatever.
I think they have it on pre-order on Steam right now for $19, so yeah.
Yeah, and I threw down $25.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the price is going to be. It's just right now, I think they're doing a pre-order sale, knocking a few percents off just to get people interested.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty cool. I'm glad that a project that I backed is finally going down. And the cool thing about it is it's backed by a lot of the people that worked on it were former BioWare employees. So some of the people from BioWare Script are in it. Some of the people that did a lot of the art direction and things like that from a lot of the old BioWare games are involved with it. It's a little studio out of Austin, Texas. And so I don't know if they're still BioWare or not, but I know that the people that founded the Kickstarter were a couple of BioWare employees. When they initially did all the concept stuff, like they were doing like green screen stuff in their garage, doing a lot of that stuff, and even them doing that because of the expertise level, like it looked like not quite ready to ship, but it looked like a professional project.
Right. Well,
so it's indie in a way, but it's indie from people who know what they're doing. So
all the good shit comes from garages and fucking like old green screens.
So, but you know, they were doing a lot of, like, they have hand drawn art, but a lot of the motion capture is actual motion capture with hand drawn art, which is kind of a cool idea. So, but it's a really cool looking game. I'm really interested to play it at this point.
A lot of different art styles coming out with, you know, with indie games. So you saw the claymation with the
Swapper.
Well, Swapper was like found items and clay.
Yeah,
so it was
like that, like tin the can
rocket
can
ship. Yeah, the rocket ship is a tin can with fins on it and stuff. And right. it's funny, but it's like you look at it and you're like, well, it doesn't look out of place.
Yeah, it's
pretty good. And
it looks like the backdrops are like paper mache with some smart. Or cinematography going on with the
blur
effects and everything else.
Yeah, it's taking the claymation and basically filming one thing and overlaying it over another. Like whenever they have the room you walk in that has the tube in the background that has all the asteroids floating through, as you walk by each one, it goes dark and the asteroid like talks to you in a way. You're hearing things and stuff. And that's just overlays. It works really well. Did he drop the toilet seat down? Because it sounds like he's pooping in there. Earl's pooping.
Way to throw him on the bus.
Right? On the bus.
I threw him on the toilet.
Wow.
Oh, no, he was just putting the seat down.
That's putting the seat down.
Yeah.
He comes out all. I don't know.
He comes out here with that hairstyle with the fucking sideburns and the beard. Like he's ready to dish out some money shots.
Did you hear that? I just pulled an Icos.
Nice. Anyway, so what else have you been up to?
Yeah.
Not a whole lot else. I mean, that's honestly what was going on with my weekend. I had to do a lot of catching up. I mean, it's cool as shit in this apartment, so I went and bought drapes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Got an electric heater.
Look, drapes.
Yeah, because it gets cold in here, dude.
It's actually fucking warm in here for the first time.
We don't have the heater on.
See, I don't mind the heater. It's not the cold. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either, because I normally fucking sit here with my coat on, but...
Yeah, but, like, in my room, it was 10 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
It was getting in, like, the 50s and 40s in my room, and I was just getting fucking cold.
Yeah.
Like my room.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did that. Was a good decision.
Yeah, I'm paying you tomorrow, I think. Okay. I keep forgetting to go and grab... I told him to grab curtains, and I just pay him half, and I keep forgetting to stop by the bank and pull it out.
I'm not concerned.
You'd get in trouble if you did that.
Wow. Break his legs.
If you go to the bank and pull it out, you may get in trouble.
For some reason,
You don't know my bank.
Oh,
maybe I'll talk about the sperm bank. You never know.
That's true. Forgot.
Kind of scary deposit out there.
Forgot my bag.
I make two. I make one in the back room and then one in the reception.
Hey, you know, just go sell one of your testicles. All your financial troubles
you
will be over.
You can't.
You can't sell testicles
on one? No, it's such a fucking myth. I looked into it because I was interested. I was like, $5,000. $5,000 a nut. I was like, hey, that's pretty good. $5,000 a nut. That was back when it was around, you could do it for $5,000 a nut. Now, ovaries you can sell for, like, you can sell those. This won't let you sell your fucking testicles.
There is a fucking ovary in here.
I know. I'm saying they'll let you sell.
There is. It's just ours.
All you gotta do is just go downtown and be like, talk to a hooker. Be like, I will give you $20 for an ovary. Let me cut it out of you and just get it on some ice.
So we all have ovaries. Just
go make some money.
Testicles.
Yeah, technically the testicles are ovaries. I mean, we're all female at the beginning.
Yeah, and just we have the same drop and.
Well, it doesn't drop until we're out of the body, first off. But they all start, I mean, we all start off as female, and we become male as time goes by, or we stay as female. Or sometimes we're both one way or the other.
I like how you look right at Jason.
No, I looked at Rusty, actually.
No, Rusty looked at Jason.
Jason was looking down. Like,
he's like, he had a tail and a vagina when he was born.
Hey, what the
fuck?
He could put his tail in his vagina and you could carry him around with a handle. That's what basically was.
No.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
He was You done? He was utility kid.
Hey, Jason. Break this shit up.
You just asked him, what has he been doing?
Oh, what have you been doing?
There you go.
Buying my wife a car and been playing a whole lot of Another World on my phone.
Oh, no, they finally put out Another World
on Android.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Old school. So I bought it on PC when they finally re-released it. Yeah. That one and Flashback.
Yeah,
it's Soul Successor. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I keep meaning to. I can't decide whether to get that or to get the Dragon Board DLC for Skyrim.
Get with, Dragon. I mean, as much as I love Flashback,
just
get Dragon Board. You'll put a lot of time into that Flashback. You'll just play.
And, no, you'll play through all of Skyrim again to play Dragon Board.
Yeah. Oh yes,
and believe me, with Flashback, they'll put it on sale. You can just grab it on Steam sometime here in the
Steam
near future.
Yeah, I gotta fix this computer.
I gotta build a new computer before that happens.
Yeah.
Actually, that game. Well, no, if you buy Flashback, it comes with the original version.
Mm-hmm.
With all the dumbed down graphics, so you could run it on just about anything.
It's not that. It's just a computer will self destruct. And I'm throwing shit.
Whoa. Thank you. Just for that?
Good.
Fucking laser all night long since you fucking. That's right in your mouth. I'm putting my beam in your mouth. That's how I feel.
Son of a bitch. Alright. What?
So.
Well, you gotta hit me for, man.
Fucking chatter?
Whoa. So, yeah. New car and shit.
Cross chatter.
Nice. So, you got a new car? For the wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd she get?
What was that again?
2010 Impala.
Ah, see, it went pretty recent, man. Yeah.
Yeah, went recent. Because it's got less than 50,000 miles, and she's never had a
I'm trying to listen.
Car with that low of mileage.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Just because
I
didn't want to.
I'm listening. I care.
I
know,
miles?
Right?
I couldn't hear he was talking.
It's got around 44,000.
Good Lord, you're violent.
I'm not violent.
See,
but
he's not going to listen. So
yeah, after talking with my bank and crap and them messing me around, we just decided to go to the car lot and see what we get, and she fell in love with this thing before she even saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. Found the listing for it online. I told her to take a look at it. It didn't have a fucking have a picture on it at all.
Yeah. Well, that's See, that's why I go before I take the girl there and tell them, why don't you put all the ugly cars in the front? And put one pretty one in the middle of it and put all the nice looking cars in the back.
Right.
And just, we will not go beyond this certain line. So there's that one good looking car. That's all they got, honey. I looked in the back. It looks like hookers died in it. Shit. I think I saw a sales guy doing heroin in the back seat of a Jeep. We don't want to go back there.
Let's go to Batman.
Just for content.
Yeah. Batman, just for context.
Auto.
We do have a guy here in town whose last name is Batman.
He owns a car dealership.
Yes.
He owns a grocery store.
Yeah.
A gas station.
But he actually licensed out the Batman logo to be able to use it.
Yeah.
And so his car dealership has the Batman logo.
So
on
is
it.
Everything he has
yeah.
has that.
Yeah, because he actually paid me. He paid to use it. So. Yeah. So he uses the hell out of it, and it's just Batman Autos, and it's got the big bat symbol.
I've seen
on
so
it.
Many people buy cars from there.
Oh, yeah, no, he's actually a really good guy, from what I've heard. So. I mean, you got to be with a good sense of humor and be like, my last name is Batman.
Right?
Ooh, the Rambo video game? You're looking at that?
Yeah.
You get to play all three movies.
Really?
Yeah, all the iconic moments from three movies as Rambo. I'm kind of like, this could really suck ass.
Or it could be fucking badass.
Yeah, I'm still not sure.
Oh, it's an actual video game?
Yeah, it's an actual video game.
What?
It's Rambo. You get to play in Hope, Colorado.
What?
The initial Rambo
Brian
First
Dennehy
Blood.
There? So
yeah, they got the character. They got David Caruso, Brian Dennehy.
Oh, I want him to die
and then,
in the forest.
Yeah, and then you play...
spoilers!
Yeah. And then you get
okay,
to
listen.
Do
hold
Rambo
on.
2
hold
Rambo
on.
3.
Let me preface this. If you haven't seen Rambo 1 yet, there's something wrong.
First Blood?
First Blood.
It looks a little taller.
Well, of course he is. He's been given some. Oh, there it goes. Oh, I blew that shit.
Well, you know, in a video game, they're not limited by Stallone's actual height.
Oh, goodbye.
Oh.
Oh, I jumped on him with the knife.
Now, the thing with this game is it's being developed by a company that really hasn't done anything else prior.
That looks amazing. I don't care what you say.
What's the name of the developer on there? Did it say?
Oh, I got
You can get
Reef Bobble. Entertainment.
Yeah, oh you can get these
get
little
bobblehead. Yeah. Limited editions.
I would get a Rambo bobblehead.
God, it's amazing.
Anyways.
That's a pretty badass game.
Anyways.
Exactly.
Jason, anyways, what else have you been
doing? If I get to kill Brian Dennehy in a game, it's worth it. I'll spend
just playing
bucks.
Back through Another World because I didn't really have time this week to jump back into another game.
What's that?
Another game. That was what he was I don't know.
I thought you were about to start doing your sharp dance. They were jet.
When you're jet, fucking magic you're fingers, jet man.
All the way. Rusty.
No.
Anyways.
What you been doing?
Other than that, not really much anything.
Well, he said he was done. He's like, I don't have anything else.
Yeah.
Hey, Red Mouse, shut up.
I'm pretty much done.
Okay.
Hey, Earl.
All right, moderator.
What you been doing?
A bunch of nothing. Taking care of sick kids.
Taking care of sick kids.
Every day. That's why my voice sounds horrible. I'm coming off of the cough. I didn't get everything they had, thank goodness.
And drinking turpentine.
Taking care of sick kids, working a lot of overtime, playing the Wii.
Wii.
Thanks to a certain
friend. So would you say everybody is working for the weekend? Is that what you said?
Yes, yes. Playing the Wii with the daughter because she likes the bowling, and the wife she likes the bowling. So I've been doing that, and
then you should get the curling game, eh?
And we playing The Simpsons tapped out on my phone. That's about it. So it just sucks that when you have sick kids, you don't get to do a lot of stuff. So.
It's the brushing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what the kids are calling it nowadays on the streets, I guess. They
call it dick brushing.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I've really been doing. Awesome.
So, son of a bitch.
I know. It's Trent's turn. What's
I think
doing?
So.
Actually, I got a few, so if you want to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how
I got, like...
I heard yours is pretty short, so...
All right, that's what Rusty's been doing.
He's been trying to stretch it out.
It ain't working.
Like, putty in my hands.
Medicine ball is not doing it. No. No, I started classes today. Woo, yay.
Good job.
I hate my comp course. I hate
it. Listen, you can't. This is what I understand. People complain about the college course. You chose to do that. That's on you. You don't get
it's like that guy who joins the army and then bitches and moans about being in the army. Yeah, and guess what?
Yeah.
It was your choice to be here.
It's not like you just woke up one day and they were like, look, we're
so slam your feet against the walls at night trying to get flat foot. It was still your choice to fucking be here.
You know? It's not like they just drafted you to college.
Yeah.
I was part of the college draft.
I could see Rusty show up and drag trying to get out of college draft. It's just I like the BBC. What can I say? I like the big black bar. I like a big and juicy. And I like a hard.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I've been listening to podcast for D&D, the Crit Juice podcast. That's what I was
saying. I see, like, so what do you do with your free time? It's like, I like to fuck dick out of my Whataburger.
You sound like King Candy when you say it.
It's like, I like to get a five finger meal and then give one, if you know what I mean.
That's funny, actually.
Now you should actually hear me do the King Candy. I can really do it
when we was watching.
I can't remember
it over here for
like,
you did
Wreck It Ralph.
You did it for Holly.
Yeah, yeah.
She loved it.
Shit. Yeah, I love Wreck It Ralph. That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah,
it is.
I hope they do a sequel.
Nice. So what else have you been doing besides that?
I'll play the little Dota. Nice.
20 minute discussion.
No, I'm not doing that shit. Fuck. What else did I do? Most of this last week has been preparing for classes.
Yeah,
preparing for the draft.
That's kind of been funny, pretty much.
Preparing to get out of classes.
It's like, I'm not playing Dota, I go to McDonald's for the McNuggets and the McFuckets.
No, I actually got through most of XCOM Enemy Within their guys.
Yeah, that's a good game.
I have that game waiting on me when I go to my brother's.
Really?
XCOM?
Yeah, remember I showed you. It is a 3-pack. It had Bioshock, XCOM, and what was the game that we played with Hulk? Borderlands.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh that's something.
The Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that Walmart.
That's what he got for my birthday. Yeah. He got the trilogy of the movies for my Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to play XCOM.
That's what you told me when I showed it to you.
Yeah, definitely do.
First, you need to watch that World
Cup. I will. I'll watch that first.
Yeah. And then play XCOM.
Right?
Play
XCOM.
That'd be perfect. Yeah. Go together.
So, at World's End makes me want to drink. Really? While I watch it, because you could make a really awesome drinking game out of that movie, because there's so much drinking going on. So
nice.
It's awesome.
So you're playing XCOM in Earth End?
Yeah, I got through most of it.
WTF.
Seriously. So I got through, I think the Exalt. That's the place I found the Exalt base, and that was kind of neat. But
I haven't found the Exalt base yet.
You haven't?
No.
Oh shit!
I put myself on pause.
You put yourself on pause.
Spoiler: Rusty found the base.
Okay. No, it's. It reminded me of where in the world of
all your base are belong to Rusty.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Carmen Sandiego.
I hate you so much.
The
so many hours spent playing that damn game.
The achievement actually references it.
Does it?
Yes. It's awesome.
Where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
I used to watch that show on PBS after school.
Dude, I used to play Where in Time as Carmen
Sandiego. Oh, I know. It's library.
The
computer
with the
library, baby.
With
yeah.
The dictionary.
Yeah,
the
I remember some of the villains, like Just In Case.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of them. Yeah, I remember those.
The library.
Yeah, I stuck with that nickname for a while.
Yeah, man, yeah.
That's why you still have to go to the library at school when I was younger. Because you could
it was back when I wore like wireframe glasses with the little hooks around the ears. That
hooks around the ears. Nice.
Jeez.
Oh, I haven't had those.
That's back in the Apple IIgs days.
He was Harry Potter before Harry Potter.
Before Harry Potter was a thing.
So Psych, just their season premiere, they went to England and they had so many Harry Potter references. It was freaking hilarious. Like they did the
newspapers. You know, England has produced a lot more shit than just Harry Potter.
But it also had Vinny. Yeah. It had Vinny. Oh, what is his name? I always get his last name confused with the guy from what's his name? The guy's Dieback Daryl.
Dieback Daryl.
Yeah, what was his band? I forget the band.
He was in
Pantera. Yeah. I always get the British guy's last name confused with.
Oh, you're talking about Lemmy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Motorhead.
No. Dieback Daryl's brother's last name is Vinny.
Oh, you're talking about. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the guy from.
No, but the English dude who played for soccer for Manchester United that.
Yeah.
He was in it, and he was the bad guy in it. And it was really good. I enjoyed it. But they did a lot of Harry Potter references.
But I thought you were saying like he was the guy from England with the hair. That's Lemmy. Yeah, that's God.
Confused with Dieback Daryl brother's last name.
Vinny Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's head of Motorhead.
Yeah, so, but it was really good. Ace
the Spade!
He also did the theme song for Triple H.
Oh, fucking crown achievement there. No, not really.
Listen. I'm excited about the WWE Network's coming to Xbox.
What movie was Triple H in?
He was in Blade 3.
Yeah, but wasn't he in X-Men as Sabretooth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck Triple H. That's all I gotta say. Ed Singer, the fucking...
the guy was Triple H.
Yeah, he was in there. Wasn't he in there
as fucking Sabretooth? Not the original one.
In the original X-Men, he played Sabretooth. Liev Schreiber came in later on to play Sabretooth.
No, the guy who did Sabretooth in the original one is the guy that played Michael Myers in the new Halloween.
Nope.
All right.
No, dude.
IMDb search.
It was Triple H who played fucking. That's why they got rid of him. He fucking blew it. They killed him off. They were like, "Fuck this. Never mind."
So that was
Stu X-Men.
It's the very first X-Men movie.
Really.
Because Liev Schreiber came in and actually did a decent job with Sabretooth in the shitty-ass Wolverine Origins movie. Yeah, that's that motherfucker right there. Sabretooth. Does it say who he's played by? Probably not. Just go to look on IMDb on the X-Men thing.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Not talking to Justin. He's got
He's
got some X-Men wiki movie thing.
Oh, really? Well, you know, he's...
Because anything with wiki is more credible than anything else.
Oh, fuck wiki.
Yeah.
2000. Right there.
Oh my god, we're still doing this.
Pullcast.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Right? Fucking IMDb. Anyway, here you go.
Was it Triple H?
What's Triple H's real name? Sabretooth. Tyler Mane.
Was it Tyler Mane?
Fuck all of y'all. Tyler Mane is the guy from Halloween who played Michael Myers. And I'm done.
Who the fuck is Tyler Mane?
Kiss my ass.
I thought it was Triple H.
I told you, son.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Okay, then what the fuck was Triple H in that he ruined?
He was in Blade 3.
He was in Blade 3?
He was in Blade 3 and he sucked ass. And I'm not saying he's a great actor. I'm just saying.
No, you kind of are.
No, he's a great wrestler.
Everybody knows Blade 2.
Married into the money.
Everybody knows Blade 2 is
so
better.
Again, just saying. So, people, what we've learned from the discussion is Triple H did not play Sabretooth in the original X-Men.
No, he just fucked up another comic. So.
Well, he did, yeah. I'm not going to lie. He's probably in another comic somewhere.
All the Blade movies suck except for Blade 2. The one with the leech zombies that Guillermo del Toro did? Yeah, that was a good one. The others suck ass.
But anyways.
I did not know his real name.
Yeah, Paul Levesque.
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna
marry Stephanie McMahon.
You know, I'm gonna throw this down. I'm gonna throw this down. I'm sure it's the same guy.
That's pretty much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're the same guy.
No,
I'm just gonna throw it out there. I'm gonna say that I think it's one of those Fred Savage moments for Family Guy where he was like Rush Limbaugh and all that. Yeah, I think
and Triple Michael
H.
Moore.
Yeah, I think Triple H is actually all those people. Yeah,
that's like wow.
I know it's mind blowing, isn't it? Because it makes sense.
It's like Inception.
It makes sense. Not like Inception, no. It's like Identity.
Robot Chicken, by the way.
Everybody's been on Robot Chicken. Oh, fucking Rusty's been on Robot Chicken.
I have?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You just don't remember because it was a shitty episode. You ruined it. So. Fuck. Anyways, what else have you been doing?
Let's see. That's it. That's really it. That's all. That's all, folks. Sorry.
Okay.
Trent, save me.
Slit your wrists. There you go.
Wow.
Let's see.
That hurts.
What have I been up to? I played some Civ 5.
Yay.
With my Brave New World expansion installed onto it. And I picked up on my old map. And it actually brought it in, which was nice. Found out that Germany had pretty much conquered this hidden island. That's actually pretty big. So it's just me and Germany now. That's what it's down to. I took everything else
out. How many hours are you into this map?
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm at like almost 2,000 turns.
That's a long Civ game.
I know. I play the marathon modes. I do not play the short ones. I play the long ones.
I usually get through
ones.
It in about 250 moves.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're playing it for domination of some kind, yeah, you can do it in 250.
No, I usually do like Space Race.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
250 moves?
I start... Yeah.
People who know how to play the game can do it in 2 hours.
Yeah, but I usually start with beginning tech, no perks, just the beginning tech, marathon mode, large size map, about 8 other countries, not counting the city states, and so it is a full out grudge match.
I do big matches too. I just don't drag it out that long.
I do because I like to conquer.
You like world domination.
So, what I basically do is I take over an entire map and I leave one town. To the enemy. After I take the city states, I take the AI players, and I leave one town to the other player, and then I eventually go ahead and annihilate that one, which I basically maxed out all my trees. I can't go any further, and I've got all the tech. I just nuke the shit out of them. Turn them into a nightlight on the horizon. So.
Oh, no.
I did that to Egypt already. I blew the fuck out of Egypt. So.
The best reason to go to war, you have the radioactive material.
As soon as I got the nukes, man, I was allies with Egypt, then I just realized he was just bumming shit off me too much. And I was just like, you know what?
Done.
Germany has fucked you so much, you have one city left. I'm going to take it because it's my passageway. Towards the East Coast. So I was like, if you're not going to let me pass through your territory, you rely on me so much, I'm just going to fucking blow. So I blew him up, nuked his ass. It took 3 nukes to bring his entire fucking city down. And then
it's a pretty strong city if it takes 3 nukes.
Yeah, it took 3. And then I crossed over and got to the East Coast.
You did wait a little bit to let the radiation clear, right?
Yes, everything is fine. Everything's fine.
You not have any three-legged and a tail?
No, your family has not been spotted yet. So
they ain't pretty dangerous. You gotta watch out.
Yeah, even the barbarians don't want you around.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, The Hills Have Eyes was based on Earl's real life.
Yes.
True, they did.
It was originally called The Hills Have Earls. But they didn't think people could identify with that.
My cousins were in a movie, I don't know if you've seen it, called Wrong Turn.
Nice. Anyways, I thought it was Jeepers.
My grandpappy starred in a movie with John Voight. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, but it's called Deliverance.
Oh, I thought you wasn't your mom in Jeepers Creepers?
She was.
She was. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Justin Long. Anyways, but no, played some Civ 5, went through that. That was pretty fun. Did that for a while. I went off and I watched At World's End.
Yep.
Fantastic movie. I loved it. It was hilarious every minute. And I've actually watched it twice this weekend. So. Jeez. Once with a girlfriend and then once without her talking.
So, yeah. Does she listen to this podcast?
No. She even admits that she talks through movies, so it's fine. I missed like 45 minutes of Superman, the Man of Steel, because of her talking.
That was a good movie.
She'd already seen it, so she just was talking. I was like, honey, I haven't seen this yet. She's like, oh, do you want me to stop talking? I'll shut up. And I'm like, no, not so much that. Just, you know, pick the moments a little bit better, you know, because I'm missing all the dialogue. So, but I really enjoyed the movie. It was a really funny movie. Kind of sad to see the trilogy end.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see so many things from the space TV show in there. Like, the intro music is actually a trip-hop version of the song that's playing whenever Daisy does her freaking theater performance arts piece.
Really?
Remember that one, Justin? There's that weird carnival music playing in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a trip-hop version of that. I recognize the tone to it. It's like, yeah, it's a trip-hop version of that song. And then they had Tires in there, which is great to see.
Yeah, Tires.
They even had Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that bartender you can't even recognize and shit. And I was like, wow, that's fucking hilarious. They had was it Marsha? Yeah, the landlady was there at the very beginning as the innkeeper. It was really nice to see everybody. The only thing I didn't see was I didn't see Daisy in there, but of course she was in Shaun of the Dead. So, but you even see some of the people from Shaun of the Dead, like in the intro scene with Simon Pegg talking in this group. The girl next to him is the dead girl from the garden.
Really?
For Shaun of the Dead, the one he pushes over on the fucking thing.
That's funny.
So that's kind of nice. But ultimately, it is a really good movie. Funny as hell. Yeah. Okay. So I even though the trilogy's over, I kind of hope they do some more. So, I mean, come on. It's a great team. It'd be horrible just to break it all up since you finished your Cornetto trilogy of blood. So
you can start a new one.
Yeah, they can start a new one, but this thing was founded on the whole Cornetto thing. Yeah. They had to have a flavor for each, and...
Yeah,
and so they have to find something else now. Yeah. So
they'll find something.
Yeah, hopefully they don't just do shitty sequels. So, right. Yeah, we don't need Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead 2.
We don't need that.
Even deader.
Even deader. So, or Ed Lee.
Ooh, Ed Lee.
Yeah. Anyways,
there's nothing there that ever needs to be a Run Fat Boy 2, or whatever the hell that
was
called.
Yeah. I did that, and then. Played some Assassin's Creed finally.
Yay.
Nice. Picked it back up.
On which system?
Oh, it's on 360. I bought it before the
Xbox. Why didn't you know if you played it on the One or not?
No, I bought it before the One came out, and I didn't bother upgrading it because I don't want to start over, because I was already like 8 hours in. So, but I went ahead and picked it back up, and I haven't played it in like 2 months.
Really?
So, not since right before the Xbox One came out.
That's cool.
So, I started playing through that, and I put in about 10% of story progression into it. I think it went from where it was to where it is now, about 10%.
Did you club any sales?
No, you don't really do that in this.
Did you whale?
Yes, I've been whaling before. Okay, but, you know, that's what it is. Don't need PETA coming down on
this. Right?
Yeah. Screw PETA.
Yeah. No, I'd rather not. So.
Hey, you know what PETA is, right?
Hmm?
It's just people eating tasty animals.
Yes, that's true.
And hot women naked.
Wow.
They're not really naked when they don't shave the legs.
They do the abs.
Women can get some really grisly calves.
Okay.
So.
Keeps you warm in the winter. Keeps you warm in the winter.
They look like rhesus monkeys.
Okay.
Wow. I'm all about doing what you want to do, and if you want to be hairless, hey, if you want to be hairless, be hairless. If you want to have hair, have hair. That's fine. That's fine. Just don't protest butt naked. That's just fucked up.
But the famous women that do it, they're...
Even the men, don't protest butt naked. Your tofu eating an ass is not what I want to see. to be honest with you, it's like it's one of those things where I don't want to see naked men, but if I have to see naked men, at least have some color, for fuck's sake. You know, don't be like fucking pale white.
Go get your ass tanned.
Yeah, like, get tanned and actually.
Oh, there'll be no tanning.
Get
sir.
Some meat on you. Get some meat on you. And then I started amazing.
The wall.
Yeah, right. I started marveling at Old Spice's new advertising campaign.
Old Spice.
Have you seen their new advertising campaign?
No.
Yeah. We need to show them that on the break.
Okay.
I don't think Justin's seen it either.
No. Really?
It is amazing.
We're good on advertising campaigns after the bacon.
Working in internet marketing and stuff like that, we have to come up with funny things for customers. And half the shit we come up with that we can never use is along the lines of this. But we can never use it because they're really uptight. You know, we get these construction firms and stuff. We're like, dude, seriously, if you have a sense of humor, people remember that. You know? And looking at the new direction they're going. So it went from Terry Crews to, what's his name, Isaiah Mustafa or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And now they're on to this new one. Well, they had the wolf for a little bit, which was actually pretty funny. But now they have this redeeming thing as the wolf kind of sucked every once in a while. But it's beyond anything else. I kind of enjoyed it when they would crash other commercials. So they have a commercial for Bounce. And then Terry Crews would just like rip through the fucking wall. You know, and he's like, Old Spice is so out of control, it can't stay in its own commercial. You know? I thought that shit was hilarious.
Terry Crews is hilarious.
Yeah, he's pretty hilarious as that stuff. And
I like my man squirming. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
Wake up, Whitfish.
Yeah. But I really love it because they kind of went with that power thirst direction with it, which is what it needed. Well, they even had Will Ferrell on a commercial.
That reminds me.
Where he was like, he was combing his fucking armpit hairs, and he was like counting them. He's like 240. He goes, that's how much it takes, 240 strokes and stuff like that. It starts talking about fucking the extra strength power of Old Spice.
You didn't get all the Durango commercials.
The Durango.
He's like, I didn't see you had your car. You're the father?
Well, for me, I really think that Will Ferrell is a marketable person, first off. Yeah. And it's one of those things where they really need to do something like Ricky Bobby for some kind of like Mustang.
I think they had like Pax Roman dogs.
Yeah. It's like, this is Ricky Bobby urging you never to travel to Tijuana.
His outtakes were amazing.
He's like, this is Ricky Bobby.
And I'm Cal Norton.
And I like Big Red Gum. And if you don't, go fuck yourself.
If you don't like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, Big Red Gum. I mean, those are just great fucking commercials, and they really should. Everybody loves Ricky Bobby.
Someone made a joke. What was that? I forget what comedian it was. Oh, it was Rodney Carrington. He said, you want to sell igloos, you get a hot, attractive woman naked on a lawn chair. And she goes, and then you flash your igloos and you sell some fucking mini igloos.
Yeah. But either way.
I believe I want 5 igloos now. Yeah. I won't buy me some.
But no. Assassin's Creed, after picking it back up and playing through it some more and really enjoying it, in fact it's on pause in there at the moment. So I'm still confident with my vote on that one. Four on the list for the year, and it's a damn good game. Really good game.
A lot of people like that's the pirate one, right?
Yeah, pirate. Yeah, a lot of people like the newest one. They have Liberation coming out, which for those who, I mean, that game's been out for since Assassin's Creed 3 because it came out.
But it was on Vita.
Yeah, it's on Vita, and they're releasing it on PC and console this week, I do believe, actually.
Yep.
And it always irritated me because
it's on sale now, actually.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact that they put that out on Vita because I hate it when you take a game that's very story rich, and they were like, oh no, this will have nothing to do with the main storyline, and then you actually go and you read the storyline to it because you can't play it, and you find out that actually has everything to fucking do with the storyline, to where actually Assassin's Creed 4 characters tie into Liberation.
Wow.
Very deeply. So, and you're just like, oh, well, that's a whole bunch of story arc that's left out from the general public. And so they're like, okay, we made mistakes. We're going to put it out on PC and stuff, but it looks like
it's too late. Yeah, it's too late.
It looks like it's like Half-Life graphics, basically. It's like,
oh, well, it was made for
the handheld. I know. It sucks, though, because it just kind of throws off the entire thing. I mean, the interface is just crap. So it's going to be a very unenjoyable game to play just to get the story. And they're like, well, we got a book for it. It's like, go fuck you and your book. You know. So I hope that they learn their lesson with releasing the system select stuff and they just stay away from the handhelds on it. You don't need to play Assassin's Creed was it Altair's? They had like Altair, Legends of Altair, something like that. Right. That was on the phone for no fucking reason. Other than just to put out a fucking iPhone app, and you're like, really?
Well, it wasn't even an iPhone app. It was a flip phone app.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think it was.
No, no, they had an actual Altair game that was a straight up Assassin's Creed game. Altair
Chronicles, it was on DS.
Yeah. Yeah, they had some that they put out for iPhone. It's like Star Wars, was it Star Wars Force Unleashed? They had an iPhone game that came out that I actually had. That was this, you're drawing commands on the screen to do different saber stuff and all that. And I had that game, and I would play it. But I was like, why do that? They could have actually just, if they would have bundled that into Force Unleashed 2, maybe the game would have actually been good. You know, rather than being shit. And totally shitty. But either way, did that, and I'm looking forward to actually beating it hopefully this week.
Jeez, I'm surprised we're not lighting fires on your ass here, Jason.
Yeah. Oh, and then I learned Russian this week. I started learning Russian again this weekend.
That's right.
Yes. What do you want? What do you want to do?
Just say
don't be his dancing monkey. You don't do that. You're better. But if you want to say
it, I'll swear to you. Then I'll say that, and then I'll say, как ваши дела? And then you would say something like, let's go with, спасибо хорошо.
Exactly right.
And then you say, oh, actually, first you probably say спасибо. And then you say, спасибо хорошо. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Never mind, not that. Let's go back. You say, спасибо хорошо. You say, спасибо хорошо. And then you'd say, a u vas, and I'd say, spasiba, dobry, I'm sorry. And then we basically talk about random shit, and then I talk about, in Russian, weird crap, like Chevy Chase, how good of an actor he is.
He really is a good actor.
He's an American icon, because Russia we all love Chevy Chase. Oh, I forgot
to say, when we talked about Dan Aykroyd last
Dan
time.
Dan Aykroyd.
I forgot he was in 51st Dates, so that was the other good movie he's done since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after all that, we would go ahead and finish with... actually, there is a tradition where when two people decide to become friends, they say a phrase that basically, let's drink a brotherhood.
Uh-huh.
And they kiss each other three times on the cheeks, lock arms, and go to a bar.
What do you think I just brought that up?
It's a cultural thing. But for the most part, we say something like, devrai nati, which means let's speak as... informal, basically friends, and although T means you in the a non-formal sense,
really?
So the formal sense of you is we,
we
with a V W E kind of phonetic. But the it's weird because the formal version is we, the informal is T, and so just how does that work? By the way, but you say divide not T, and then you would say da. And then we'd start talking informally, and from that point on, we would actually address each other informally if I ran into you. Instead of saying, как ваши дела, I could just say, как дела, which is the informal, which is actually just saying, how are your things? How are things? It's not so much, how are you?
What's up?
So, yeah, or what's up? I can say, как дела. And I actually call it cockadilla just to fuck with my girlfriend.
Cockadilla.
So cockadilla. And then once we talk for a while, you can say a partying like Fasivo Harshova, which is all the best. Or you can say Das Vidanya, which means until we meet again. Or Paka. Paka is see you. That's a more informal way of saying it. Or you can, like I told you earlier, you can say Prashai, which you don't want to say because that's supposed to what you say to somebody when you're never going
to
see them
again.
Man,
I don't want to say that to you.
Is that's an evil thing to say, or it's a sad thing to say? Because you're going to die, so Prashai. Go to bed. As you're trying to cover their eyes before they're dead. Just Prashai.
Prashai.
Oh, God. So,
but yeah, it's been pretty interesting. Like it's something I started years ago, but I never finished, so it's kind of nice to pick it back up again. And I didn't do it because I didn't have somebody to learn it with, so I didn't have somebody to talk to with it. But since I have my girlfriend and she wanted to learn a language together, and I said, okay, let's make this challenging. I said, let's do Russian and see how serious you are. She's been 100% fucking. So yeah, she sat there and actually deciphered the fucking the word structuring to figure out the phonetic. She could have looked this up, but instead she wanted to do it on her own. Because she's a fucking egghead.
Wow.
So she deconstructed the words with similar fucking sounds in them and found the correlation between them to actually build the alphabet phonetically and figure it all out. She was pretty much 90% dead on with a lot of them. And I just looked it up and said, okay, yeah, that's more like it. So, oh, but any yeah. language that has that uses threes, fours, and sixes yeah. as letters, yeah, you have fucking fun figuring that out.
So. What does a four sound all like?
Right. Fuck you. That's what it sounds. I don't remember. I don't. Now I'm gonna learn how to speak it before I actually start trying to tackle reading it. So, because I'd rather speak it first. Because the way I view it is, if you know a foreign language, you're always employed. You can find a job doing anything.
Why not just learn Spanish, though?
Fuck Spanish. There's so many people who speak Spanish now.
Like, Spanish is like the second language U.S.
Yeah, but currently right now in my job field, there's a lot of business that's being done with Russia. So that kind of helps me out. So
I would still say Spanish would be a lot more
useful. I don't want Spanish. You learn Spanish, you go work in a call center.
You learn Spanish and do international business.
You can do international business, but you can also do international business knowing Russian. You can do international business because we know Japanese. Capitalism is working so well in Russia right now. Capitalism is whatever, but they're still businessmen either way.
I'm a business man.
You can't really judge the government. You can't judge the people based off the government's choices.
And I'm not trying to be a total asshole. So. My point is there's way more people that speak Spanish in the U.S. than there is Russian.
Yeah, and there's actually a higher
demand for that.
Yeah, well, Russian. The thing is that demand is being filled because there are a lot Trent's of people who speak
to,
Spanish.
Trent's about to make no sense and cuss someone else. No. And then say, sorry, I was drunk.
No, what I'm saying is that I chose Russia because I wanted to learn Russian. I've wanted to learn Russian for a long time.
If you learn Russian, you learn Russian.
And at the same time, there's a lot of development companies that I have to work with that are based out of Russia. See, so it kind of makes sense for me.
He's done his research. So,
just about 40% of all the plugins and everything I have to use comes from Russian developers.
It's fine. You learn. So,
You
learn good.
You said you weren't going to do Chinese.
No. The Japanese, Chinese, I told her I will not learn any language. You don't want to learn
any symbolic language.
Any Asian language, I will not learn.
I look at the alphabet and there's like, what, fucking 200 or 300 characters?
Like, can you words like read?
No, I don't want
to
do it.
Right to left or top to bottom or something?
It's left to right. Sorry, it's right to left.
Right to left and top to bottom.
Yeah. So, and the main reason I don't want to learn it is because if you want to talk about learning a language for business, Japan's the one to go because Japan does constant work with America. But the only problem is there's already so many English-speaking people that work with Japan that pretty much everything in Japan is in English.
Yeah.
Every sign has secondary language on it that's largely in English.
I've seen the ring.
It's everywhere.
Seen the ring and Tokyo Drift. I know this is true.
Yeah. But pretty much any country that has a lot of business work with America, English actually becomes a almost secondary language that a lot of people know, especially in business, so there's actually no work to get, so you go with the ones that there's not a whole
lot. Just learn Latin and become a doctor.
I already did Latin.
Well, then go become a doctor.
When I was in med school, I learned Latin.
See, there you go.
Actually, there's a lot more Greek. There's Greek and Latin. And I would Greek sucks. Greek sucks. But
make good food, though.
They do make good food. That
is good food.
They do.
When I was in the Philippines, we ate a little Greek restaurant. It was in the mall. But
there's a Filipino restaurant here in town.
But they had the Greek one, and the guy always remembered. The dude, like the waiter they had, would remember what you ordered. And they had a nice little lamb stew. Oh, so good.
Mm. They have a Filipino restaurant here in town that's buried off. I don't know if it's still there, but it was at, like, Sheridan by the highway by Platt College.
Oh, yeah.
Right across the street or around the back of this strip mall was a Filipino restaurant that did this beef stew stuff that was great for hangovers.
Yeah. So. Adobo.
Huh?
Probably adobo.
I have no idea. Yeah. Actually, that sounds familiar. It had meat on the bone put into the bowl. That's adobo. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect for hangovers.
Yep.
So.
You don't know what's in it, just eat it.
Yeah, you don't know.
It sucks when you're over there because you eat something. They go, oh, what are you eating? And you jump like, did you like it? And I'm like,
They go, it's monkey.
I'm like, yeah. They're like, and they'll tell you, they'll say,
it's roasted peanuts.
Like, as soon as you say you like it, they go, oh. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to know what's in it. And they're like, you want to know what's in it? No, I don't want to know. I like the way it is. Oh. And I'm like, I mean, they're like, that's such and such wrapped in pig stomach. I'm like, and I'm done. I don't need that.
Have you ever had haggis before?
Yeah, I know. So. But then it's like you eat it and you're like, this is really good. And they're like, oh, and it's like blah, 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 cooked in monkey blood. Oh, yeah, I'm done.
There's nothing wrong with monkey blood. It didn't cause AIDS or anything. No. It's fine.
I'm just saying, but that's what they like to do. They like to mess you over and then tell you what's in it.
Okay. Well, now that we know what Earl's phobia is, that's all I really did this week.
Right.
Yeah, for a man losing his voice, you know.
Ooh.
Nice. So you got anything else on the BBC?
No.
I think it's Bird Time.
I was watching, I can't fucking remember.
Big Black Hawk?
Oh, it was Mr. Brown's Boys.
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
It was
that sounds like a BBC
shit.
Video.
It's a fucking Irish.
You heard the beginning with Santa Claus.
It sounded like I was sitting there getting a shake. It's just like, I've been watching a lot of BBC, and it's like, Big Black Cock.
Sure
he was like, no, the BBC.
What was the name of the crime family? Was it Mom Barker that had sex with all her kids?
I don't know.
And she ran them out, and they robbed banks back in like the 30s.
Yeah, let's go with Mom Barker.
I think it was Mom Barker. She was like mean to her kids and everything. And
is this how your mom convinced you it was okay
pretty
for her
much,
to touch
yes,
you?
Thank
she's
you,
like,
it was.
She's like, no, Earl, it's fine if I touch you.
She said, Trent's family does this all the time.
Yeah. But see, I'm adopted, so it's kind of okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she told
me. Yeah.
Trent one time said in high school he thought his teacher was hot. And I was like, really? What was her name? I was like, well, I was homeschooled.
That's so dumb. God.
Yeah.
My sister was my teacher.
Right? I know, that's right. Teacher.
What?
Anywho.
Teacher, what's the
You got what? What's that?
You look like
it looks like a ball.
Look like your claw.
It looks like a ball.
I have a claw here.
But what are we going to go to next?
I think it's
break
time.
A break?
Yeah.
Fuck breaks. All right, I guess we go to break.
All
you're favorite
the greatest modder
in BBC.
All of modern history.
I know, dude. I hate modding.
Oh, you're the greatest. You should mod all the time.
I need to show them the mom's video, so go ahead. Let's go to break.
Yeah, we're going to break. We'll be back.
And we're back from a break to finish the last half of this.
Yay.
So we're going to jump into this. Do we have anything on Facebook? No, moving on. No, just kidding. Do we have anything on Facebook?
We do have some things on Facebook, don't we?
I didn't have it pulled up.
Oh my gosh.
We have
last
week's question.
Yeah? Go through it.
Go for it.
I'm pulling it up too.
Seriously?
I was unprepared.
Christ.
When you go and snap this shit on me, no.
Okay, what was the question from last week?
Question from last week was your most anticipated game of 2014.
Okay, I think we have about five or so that the chime
over
there. So go ahead and start with
Mr.
Brian.
Brian said Wasteland 2 and Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Yay.
Ren said Dark Souls 2.
Did he just totally skip over John from the
I did.
Yeah.
What?
No, I was.
That's a guy that you will get an email from. If
exactly.
I wasn't going to forget him.
Yeah.
Chill. And John from the Carousel said Wasteland 2. Project Eternity and Infamous Second Son. On Infamous.
I agree with the first two.
John's a man of very select taste.
Okay.
So.
I say I will definitely agree with the first two.
Okay.
And Glenn Wiggum said Titanfall.
Smoke.
Good.
And Matt, of course, said all of them.
Yeah, I see that. Cop out.
It is.
Is there any more Warcraft expansions?
No.
I know there is, yeah.
Oh my god.
I know it's on his list. So, anyways, is that all we got?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was that question. Our next question for this next week is a fun one because it's not so much about video games. We're looking more at this is the beginning of the new year, it's 2014, all that. The great people at Publishers Clearinghouse have done this fantastic, fantastic. Earl, you look so dead right now.
Yeah, my head got stuffy and I'm just listening.
My head's pounding right now. I had a dry poop that took like 30 minutes to get out of there. Since then, it's just been migraining. I'm joking. That's so fucked up.
Wow.
But anyways, they have this great contest going on now to see who can win $1 million a year for life. And if you win, you get that. But then when you die, you get to leave that to somebody else, so they get $1 million a year for life, which is a great deal. That's a great deal. Because when you really look at it, the actual payout is something like $680,000-$720,000 a year, broken up over 12 months. I mean, that's a good fucking deal. I mean, that's as much as some people make in a year, in a month.
Yeah.
Think of all the things you could do with that, not just for yourself, but for other people. You could really, you could help charities. Out your family, your friends. You could donate some stuff, and you could do, I mean, donate an entire month, and you've given them somebody's pay for a year for their organization.
Scrooge so it's a lot of them work McDuck on them some profit. Golden coins.
See, I would pay off my debts, yes, but I would try and do some philanthropist stuff with
of
it.
Of course,
too. Yeah.
You would, because, yeah.
It would not a total horrible person.
No, it would take me like a month, just 1 month to pay off my debts. And then the rest of it, like I said, I would do something else, but we'll go into that when we go around the table. Mm-hmm. So that's our question, is what would you do with that money? What would you do to spend that money? Because that's a lot of fucking cash. That's a lot of cash. You're looking at, we'll say it's $700,000 even a year. So we'll just say it's $700,000 a year. That's like 7 really well off people in one body.
Yeah. 58 G's a year. A month of me.
Yeah. 58,000 a month.
33.33.
Yeah. I mean, that's a calculator. Such a great fucking thing. So Jason, what would you do with that money? I'm curious. Would you buy more Oklahoma sweaters?
Oh, thank you. Hey, we beat Alabama, so we're a step up.
That's why I'm saying, would you buy the sweaters now before they go up in price?
Become OU's T-Boone Ravens. Yeah. No.
It's like, I buy the team, goddamn.
No, I would invest and then just... if I really had to think about it, I would just actually do something I would enjoy.
Yeah.
Like, start a game company or something like that. Mm-hmm. Something that I could really pour all of my
well for the money behind. You'd be getting a month, you could afford to hire some developers of that. I mean,
yeah
28 an hour, 36 an hour, got at that, just start a nice indie company, make a game that can actually afford for you to make a bigger game and just keep going up the food chain, so
and be something you could enjoy all the way through
until your game doesn't sell and then you just start killing people.
Well, you know.
Or the state of Rhode Island sues you.
Yeah.
Use that golden razor blade to slit your wrists.
Yeah.
Use
become the new Donald.
Right.
Yeah. Use all those special edition add-ons you got, like you made a game that had a golden razor in it. You just said, slice your own throat open with it. Use the sky hook from Infinite to gouge your own eyes out. You even got the logo of your game tattooed on your chest. So it's just you're just branded for life that you lost money.
Right.
In a horrible way. So that's what you would do.
And I would do the typical rich guy shit and play golf a lot.
Play golf. Would you buy your own golf course eventually?
That's way more expensive than you think.
No. If he saves the money over time, he can do it. He'd have to go in there and do it himself.
Invest it right.
Oh, yeah. That's the trick. Yeah. It's investing.
Pro golfers play like 2 miles from here.
I know. Do you really want to go there? No, you want your own grass. You want your own green.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Make everybody, get everybody to work there to play characters from Caddyshack.
There you go. And then start pushing for the national legalization of weed.
Only hire people who resemble characters from Caddyshack and they have to play the roles. So you got, the greens guy looks like Bill Murray.
Shoot, for that I could probably afford Bill Murray.
That's mean. That's mean.
Oh,
you could probably get Skeet Ulrich, but not what would you do, Rusty?
I'd become a lifetime student.
Would you finally change your name?
Yes.
To Rusty Shackelford?
No.
Okay.
I'd become a lifetime student, and then
I said a lesbian. I become a lesbian.
Of course, I'm a lesbian.
So I watch the BBC a lot. The big black cocks.
Yeah. No, I would just. I would spend most of my time learning. I would just go to school and not have to worry about
tuition or books.
Yeah,
or anything.
I wouldn't have to worry about
books. We have to worry about fucking getting good grades.
I'm like,
you can do that for free. I was MIT online.
What's that?
That's the sweepstakes. I just got.
Are you entered?
He's entered. Or
pending.
Look at that shit.
Good. Yeah, it doesn't take long to sign up. It's pretty good.
No, I would. I'd pay off every last bit of debt for me and my immediate family.
Nice.
But I would cut it off.
What about friends, Rusty?
Point. Oh, fuck.
I just need like 20 grand.
You want just what? 20 grand?
Yeah.
I consider my.
I don't know. That's like half a month worth of pay for me, so I don't know.
You know what? There's a lot of benefits for being my friend. Like not getting a laser pointer in the fucking eye. Yeah, you'll be rich, bitch, but you'll be blind. No. What you gonna do?
Then? Just put on the knee pads there for a second.
No, hell no. I don't suck dick for no man.
He said friends with benefits.
Yeah, like me not putting a laser pointer in your fucking eye. So.
My parents actually own a business, and it's hell because it's weather based. She manages a trucking company, and my dad trucks. So when it freezes over up north in Michigan, it's terrible. So you know, I would help them out with getting you know a fleet set up and able to do year round trucking.
Nice.
So I get that all taken care of. I don't know. I might actually move to a different place.
Yeah.
So I like the north. I'm from Michigan, so
I have family. I used to spend a lot of holidays up in Michigan. I love it.
I'd probably end up in a fucking lake house up there on Lake Michigan. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Get drunk and wander out in the snow one day. Then I'll find it until the spring.
Yeah. It's a rusty sickle. Look at that shit.
Yeah.
Live the life that is Escanaba in the moonlight.
Yeah.
And watch Earl? That movie if you want to get an idea of where I came from.
Fargo. Earl? What would you do with the money?
In that movie, by the way.
What?
There's a lot of killing.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
What would you do with the money?
Well, of course, you had to pay your debts. But I would do the thing like what my aunt wants to do if they ever hit the lotto. I would buy a bunch of land. First of all, where my aunt lives.
But wait, would you go to the bank and convince them to give you a good gigantic loan since you have a definite income?
He's going
to
build a compound.
Well, the trick is you have a definite income.
Yeah.
So just go to the bank and convince them to give you a loan for a few million. Yeah. And you're paying it off like, you know, fucking 5 grand.
Because right now my aunt does chickens. And
she does chickens.
Chicken.
Is this chicken a sideshow thing?
No,
or
she
is
does
this
chicken farming.
She raises chickens.
She raises chickens. Okay. So, and her chickens produce like 2 to 3 times the amount of eggs in a day that they're supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Then my cousins live in the same area. They do that about just a little on the outskirts of Verdigris.
Yeah.
Out in the housing.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so they do rabbits. And they raise rabbits.
Rabbit fuckers.
Rabbit fuckers, yeah. Raise rabbits, and then they buy, once a year, they buy a cow.
Do they do cows?
They do pigs. And they get that, and then they divide it up, you know what I'm saying, like my aunt and uncle going on it, and my brother and sister live over there in the same area.
So your family is the cause of the Jersey Devil.
Exactly.
And the Mothman, right?
And then my brother and his wife... My brother and his wife raise exotic chickens.
Yeah, so at least they don't do exotic chickens.
They raise exotic chickens. So we always say if we ever win the lotto,
for cockfighting.
Yeah, cockfighting. We'd buy a big tract of land, build all new houses. Yeah, the fifth one burnt and fell in the swamp, but the sixth one stood. But yeah, so we would do that. We'd build all. I'd get everybody a new house, and then get that built, and then just be self-sustaining.
Nice.
Big
tracts of land.
Yeah, have a big garden and everything. It would just be a self-sufficient colony, and we wouldn't have to worry about doing anything like that. And I would save some for my kids' college and stuff like that. Then I would back.
So your kids would do college.
They were kids would do college, yeah. And then I would back an independent gaming company that I know somebody would start. Because my friends are family. I'm like this douche here.
All right, Justin, what would you do?
So, for a long time, I expressed some interest in game design. And, you know, for a while, I was making a lot of Left 4 Dead maps.
Yeah.
Back before we did this. Then I kind of quit just because, I don't know, I just quit. I got discouraged, I think. So, maybe at some point, starting the gaming company thing would be a thing. Or getting into what we do as an actual job.
Yeah.
Would be really cool to actually be able to pay people to do what we do and have a full-time support staff of doing it.
able to actually spend the time to play the games and
get
through them and
go do the full reviews and stuff like that. Like, it's really hard being like not to take a summer, like I'm actually being sort of serious here, like with what we do, like we put a lot of TLC into it for guys that work 40 plus hours a week or even you doing school. Like I know Jason works his ass off. I know that Earl does freaking overtime for basically free. Mm-hmm. I do overtime for free. Trent basically does overtime for free. We work our asses off at our jobs. We come and do this is because we like hanging with each other. We like doing this. I think me and Trent have just been doing it so long. We don't know what else to do on Monday night.
Oh, I got other things I can do.
I do like doing it, though.
No, I do like it. Yeah.
And I mean, we do it for free. It's free content, whatever. We would never really want to have anybody to pay for anything. But, like, it would be nice to basically kickstart ourselves into doing something where I could pay somebody, like, a wage of what they make right now doing this.
Yeah.
And have a lot of fun and have that passion still to do that kind of thing. So, I mean, I would do that. Obviously, it helps my friends, my family pay off my student loans and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, buying laser guns or anything crazy like that or the Batmobile. But, you know, like, my parents need money. I mean, I pay their bills. That's part of what I did for Christmas. My grandfather owns a tamale shop. Yeah. He's almost 80 years old and rolling tamales. Like, he needs money like motherfucker.
Tamales are so delicious. I need to know where that store is.
Isn't Broken Arrow?
Broken Arrow.
Is it the old Santa Fe tamale cup?
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're so delicious. I didn't know that was your granddad.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that way so much.
See? Earl's going to go on there and.
Oh my god, we'll go in there and say.
He's going to scare your granddad.
Can I get a family discount? No, I love that place. That place is amazing.
He's just struggling because bad advertising, things like that. You know?
But you know what, though? Bad advertising. The people that my wife creams for, they advertise the crap out of it. They
really?
Get it. Yeah, the shit. We're like, you got to try it. And she's like, oh, really? It's there.
Yeah, I keep send your granddad.
They are amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Send your granddad over to me. We can get them on all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
to get them,
old Santa Fe, that old Tamale Company is amazing.
He has no money, though. We'll talk about it later. But anyway, long story short.
Like he's the H. If you're listening, Justin Noss needs to win this. I'm just saying.
We can do a marketing thing on his budget. I know how to set it up where he can basically put into it what
he's
he
3 months behind rent.
Yeah, but even at $50 for 1 month, he can get a bit of advertising out there.
But long story short, like I'd like to do things for like my grandfather who's struggling. He's horrible with money. Great guy, but just horrible with money. Always has been.
Yeah.
My family, they're not horrible with money. They're just struggling because my dad works. He does. He was selling windows and doors.
Mm-hmm.
I hated working for the company he worked for, so he decided, I'm going to try doing that for Lowe's. That did not work.
Yeah.
Made no money. So my dad is like 3 months behind on bills.
Yeah.
And then having to go back to work for the company he didn't want to work for.
Yeah.
So, struggling. You know. Economy. You know. And where I'm at, it's not the best job, it's not the worst job, but I'm making the best where I'm at and doing my hardest there. So, for somebody like me, I would turn it, you know, into something if that happened. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's way too more serious than I wanted to be.
Right?
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's okay. Sober that shit right now.
It's okay. I would build a giant yacht out of.
Thank you, Trent.
No, I'm just kidding.
Boats and hoes.
Gingerbread boats and hoes. Anyway, no, what I would do
NPH. Yeah. NPH off of Harold Kumar, number one, bitches.
What I would do is the first month, because what was the average on the month that you
said? You said 58,000 a month.
58 to probably 65. 58,33.
No, it's not bad.
What I would do is, okay. What I would do is, see, I told him to shut up. See? Anyway,
I even did that.
We got your three infinites, so. But I would I pay my student loans first off in the first month. We were cleared because that's all I would take, and I would still be left with the majority of the cash.
Right.
So what I would do is I would actually continue to work my job because I happen to like my job.
If you do what you want to do, then you're
if gonna... tomorrow goes the way it goes, I own the company.
Yeah.
So I do with it what the fuck I want. Yeah. But I'd still
be like, you're fired. I fucking hate you.
Actually, no, I'm doing it so I don't have to fire anybody. So
I would still fire the one dude you hate. Fired. I don't hate
any of them. I love
them. Hire someone you hate and then fire them.
You want to come work for me?
No, I'm cool. Anyways, I got my own job. I'm cool.
Okay, now that he's gone, I can explain. Yeah. I would.
I quit. I quit.
Yeah. I would pay off my student loans. I would continue to work at my usual pay, and because I get paid like I'm not gonna say what I get paid. By the way, that's actually up in the air because if I was getting that money, I'd probably just take the money I make and do what I was talking about doing with since if I own the company, I can't technically get paid properly. Right. I have to do an equity draw based on what's earned and stuff. So I would just do what I was talking about doing with dropping anything that's excess of what I currently make and do a bank account, letting it
accrue after a while, and then it starts to build interest to the point you can just live off the interest and get paid for that. So you're still making more than you did before, but your pay actually increases over time as the money inside keeps adding up. So, by the way, I would do that. Continue to work, pay student loans. I know Justin wants to get a house, so I'd probably just pay the rent here in full, pay that off, plus all the bills in full for the remainder of the lease, pretty much.
Yeah.
That would give him a chance to be able to basically live for free as he's saving money.
Pay my own rent.
Yeah, dickhead. Dude, no, if I'm paying for the whole damn apartment, well, dude, I pay the rent to save your fucking money. Get the hell out of here. And then once he's finally got that saved up, he's ready to go. He's good to go. Because, I mean, shit, I'm making enough money. Why not? And right. Then ultimately, investments. Invest properly. Yeah, because if you just sit on it, for 2 months, you have $100,000.
Yeah.
Sit on it for 20 months, you've got $1 million. Keep doing that and just live off of what you need to live within your means. You've got a lot of fucking cash with no time. What do you do with it then? Well, you can start a project, which I actually talked to my girlfriend about this when we were discussing it. And I was like, well, why not start a project since the YMCA got shut down? They kept the YWCA, but they closed down the YMCA downtown. It's gone. So why not take some of the abandoned buildings that just need a little bit of renovation, renovate them, and basically form a nonprofit that takes donations from stuff like DirecTV. They donate a direct box.
Mm-hmm.
You have entertainment. Get somebody to donate this or that or that or that, and you basically have cots. You have places to sleep. You got a place to shower. You got a place to shave. You got all this stuff. You know, basically turn into a nonprofit-free halfway house. People can come stay.
See, you got to be careful with that.
No, that's why you get your lawyers involved. So right. You basically get everything nonprofit though, because just about anybody.
You got to be careful.
I'm talking about
one else. Person does the wrong thing in there, now you're looking at lawsuits.
No, because you got the money. It's a nonprofit. You hire the security.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point. Now we already went over all of it, but we talked about it. It's one of those things.
Still
so
have to be careful though.
I know. Well, that's why you have the lawyers though. That's the whole point. They figure out all the bullshit. So, but once you do that. You have this project that basically, I wouldn't actually put my name on it. Nobody needs to know I'm the one who fucking builds it. So, but it can generate enough through donations to keep it sustained and running. No reason it can't. Just about any company that you ask to do it would probably donate something. Walmart could donate razors and soap. They do it for the rehab centers here in town, so why wouldn't they do it for that? Yeah. So, yeah. That's the basic idea.
There's so much good you could do.
Yeah, and then I would get IMX to do a private performance for me at his Berlin, as a band, at his Berlin Bunker recording studio in Germany. Yeah, I would go out there and get to watch IMX. I'd hire him for an entire evening and have him perform every song I asked for. So he'd be there for a while.
I'm probably trying to get a word out.
You've been to Tulsa before.
You get Hanson.
Brady. I want this. We're gonna pay for it. You gotta come back. I don't give a crap if you're still recording a record or not. Come do this. double what they pay you. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're rolling that much dough.
I'd probably buy a boat too.
Of course.
Yeah, because I like sailing. So.
Boats and hoes. That's a good song, by the way.
Yeah.
I would do a lot. I mean, after you do that, you get the organization like what we talked about and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Talk about
profit.
Oh, the nonprofit. Yeah. Well, I think that helps people out more than anything. But either way, that's what I would do with the money. It's, again, it's whatever. So
it's all pipe dream until it happens.
Well, it's all pipe dreams, but you know.
Has these things that they
it's all pipe dream until it happens. I tell you what, if I won a publisher clearinghouse and I was on that TV, you know how much of a fool I would act.
You would eat your lawn.
Huh?
You would eat your lawn.
I just want to see Earl dance a jig.
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
I don't give a shit. I'd sit there.
You'd see him like grab a hold of that check and he'd go back and get a fucking sledgehammer and start beating shit up.
I
hate this house.
My house would go down in a heartbeat. That
see?
House would be down.
Told you.
House would be down. Like, baby, we can't live here no more. The house is destroyed. Yeah. We got to go get a new house. Sorry, baby. It's done. It's dead.
But no, yeah, property investments as well as business investments. So either way, but still giving back. So anyway, so that's basically our ideas of what we would do if we won the fucking publisher clearinghouse lottery.
But the question is now, what would you do?
Yeah, what would you
do? As I stare at the microphone.
Yeah.
What would you do?
What would you do with that money?
I would learn sign
language. I want to see one person that just like never thought before be like, I'm going to become a douche and be a prick to everybody.
It's like, I would get cool. High all the time. Moved to Colorado. You know, all the time. I would spend 30 grand on
weed. I've looked down on four people. So.
It's already like $500 an ounce.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Weird. Oh, actually, I was looking at it. It's not that bad. It depends on the grades you go with. There was somebody that they were talking about for the low grades you can get. I think it's
60s with the
yeah. It's like 100.
On CNN, they were talking about yeah. You can do like their top notch. It was like mm-hmm. $60, but it, yeah. The taxes on it's crazy. They yeah. Said that if they make $200 million in a year, the state of Colorado will get $67 million off of
that. Yeah. So that's what I say, where it's basically going into cash crop, you know. But
you know what, though? You can get a state out of bankrupt, and if that works, then every state wants that model.
And then the federal government's going to be like, we have a deficit.
Before Colorado made it legal, they had a guy who was a judge.
Technically, it's not actually legal in California per se.
That's not what I said. Before it became legal in Colorado.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
In California, because yeah. California's going almost bankrupt, you know what I'm saying? They had a judge who was part of the drug task force mm-hmm. for forever, and he was a judge as well. When he retired, he did research, and he wrote a book, and he mapped it out, like, mm-hmm. detailed, and said if California legalized it, within 1 year, mm-hmm. the state of California would be out of bankruptcy,
yeah, like
turning that. Profit.
And everybody would be happy.
But then again, he says, but your state's bankrupt, so.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's Earl's opinions on weed.
Right?
That's not mine. That's weed on CNN.
So, let's go. But you memorized them. So, let's go ahead and move onward. That was our question of the week, as well as our replies from last week and our question from last week. So, next up, we have Gauntlet News. Which I'll let. Are we going with the whole postpone for?
Yeah, now? I think so.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna postpone Gauntlet for right now while we do a few things. We're actually gonna be restructuring a little bit. We're actually gonna be doing a new Dota 2 night.
Yeah.
Which will be during the weekdays. Yep. Which you guys, which night is it you're gonna go?
It's
with?
It's gonna be Wednesday nights. At about what, 6 or 7?
Let's just say, just as a standardized thing, let's just say 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Me and Rusty want to play some Dota, and we want you guys to play with us, too.
Yeah.
It's an open invite. You can find Dark Jinrock on Steam or Me Nostalgia on Steam.
Yeah, don't be afraid to send me some friend invites. I don't have most
of them. I will play a lot of things with people just because I love multiplayer. So if you're on Steam and you want to play something, let me know. But specifically on Wednesdays, I do want to play some Dota. I'm not amazing at it.
It's not necessarily just Dota, too. I mean, we could do other free-to-play games.
Yeah, we got some Terraria going on.
Yeah.
Or Warframe.
Well, it's not free-to-play, but I'll definitely play some Terraria.
Yeah.
So, either way, so that's what's going to be happening on Wednesdays now at 7. One of them will be on always. You can hit them up
mm-hmm.
on Steam. The other Gauntlet we usually do on the weekends, it's usually the first Saturday of every month. We're actually going to postpone it for right now while we do a few things, and we'll have news about that coming up later. Later on the month, maybe. And we'll get back to you guys on that. So with that, all we have is some news. Anybody got some news?
I'll
have some.
A little bit.
Yeah, we have.
Let's go for...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we're all kind of have concurrent news.
Yeah, mine's about...
CES.
CES, which I love CES.
Yeah.
But it was a little magazine. It was a little thingamajigger called Engadget, and they're really highly liked at CES, and they do... They're one of three that are there, and they do their best of CES 2014 awards, and they got some really cool stuff. But the ones that I was really looking at for gaming as it was... for best emerging technology was Oculus Rift Crystal Cove prototype. Sorry about that. I'm hitting puberty apparently.
we talked about the Oculus Rift quite a bit. But.
So they were talking about what it was, and basically the prototype that was shown off at this year's adds depth sensing via an external camera, a 1080p OLED display.
That part's new.
For improved clarity. And shucks off possibly one of its worst cons, motion blur.
Yep.
With Crystal Cove, Oculus is bringing VR that much closer to reality. And it's a nice little goggle set, as you can see. I burned off in color.
When it first came out, or when they first started prototyping it, it was at like 480p.
Yeah.
So hearing it's at 1080p finally is a big deal.
Right. So that's really good. And then the other one goes along with what you guys were talking about for best gaming product. It's the Valve Steam Machine, basically. But they say, written by Ben Gilbert, basically, as Google is the Android, basically Steam is what it is, the PC. Basically called bold and innovative, stands to impact several industry, gaming, computing, television, and who knows what else. Basically, everything that everybody knows what Steam is. So it won. It has a cool looking controller. I like the controller that it has.
Do you know what Steam Machine or what? Because right now they've got a whole bunch of different companies that are making quote unquote Steam machines.
This is just called.
It was just the concept, basically. I think the biggest thing that needs to take off, and I think Trent will probably agree with me on the Steam Machine, is the most daunting thing about Steam Machines right now is the price point.
Exactly.
If they can get a Steam machine that works on mid to high level settings with Steam games and runs at about $399. Then I think they have a competing product.
Yeah.
But having a Steam machine that costs $2,600 does not open it up to the regular market.
That's not even...
That's just a custom PC.
Well, that price point is actually towards the lower end. I've seen some really crazy numbers as far as the prices for these things.
Well, I mean, I can see something where they've gone off with the Titan card as well as doing some 8-core processor
thing. Well, yeah, just run like a 660 Ti and an AMD set, a chipset or something like
that. They're trying to future-proof them for at least another 4 years.
Well, here's the thing, is if you're just going to use it for a streaming machine...
Well, if you're doing a streaming machine, you don't need anything.
Yeah, you don't need anything at that point. Right. If you're actually wanting to run shit on Linux installed on the Steam OS, then you start looking at price tag. Now, I can just build a piece of shit whatever box and just stream it to the living room through that machine, and that would basically just become a fucking relay. It just become a relay at that point.
The bigger form factor Steam machines that they were showing, those are actual custom, slim profile PCs, which run the programs and run the games right there.
Yeah,
the little boxes.
Those are the streamers.
Those are the streamer boxes.
That's what I'm saying is...
I think those are the ones that are going to catch on.
That's what I'm saying is that the price point... The price point is largely based on what functionality you're wanting to get. Me, personally, streaming is fine with me. Again, my fucking TV is right next to my goddamn computer. So
you can get a 30-foot HDMI cable.
This real quick. I'm sorry. Because I forgot I had the gaming roundup. So on the Steam one, on the Steam one, it said that at the CES, the game industry leader Gabe Newell introduced just over 12 third-party Steam machines at the press conference. And it has actual pictures of all the different ones that were there. Let's see. It says, this Valve's second consecutive year... not to mention gaming class like Half-Life and Left 4 Dead. Pricing specs and rough launch windows were given to the various Steam machines. Much Bollywood Steam Box reality that we've heard. So they had like 1, 2, 3, 4. They had about, like I said, a lot of them.
Can I throw something out about Gabe Newell really quick? Okay. Here's the thing with Gabe Newell. rather than work on Half-Life 3 or Left 4 Dead 3 or Portals 3, you just made it so I can basically play it in my fucking living room, which I can already do anyways. Why don't you stop fucking with that and actually focus on Valve games?
Well, they make a lot of money off Steam.
I know. I'm just saying that.
I'm starting to wonder when we're going to get another Valve game.
I know. That's the thing. Is they're there and they keep yanking people off productions to put them onto other things like Linux porting and stuff like that for the Steam machine. That's fine, but you know what? Manage your fucking resources a little better, because the longer... Okay, gaming companies, you're relevant if you're relevant.
Is this
if you're not
stagnant, like the death?
Yeah. Valve is... They're already one of those long production companies because they put out really good products. So you take
that
into account.
They're on a bigger scale, though, right now. Yeah. They're the platform for everything PC gaming. Like, nobody gives a shit about Origin.
I know.
You know what I mean? And so with that, I mean, they get residuals.
I
directed
me The Simpsons.
Yeah.
But
I know that. I'm just saying that right now, Steam's doing fine. Valve, though, is just chugging behind it now when it's the goddamn fucking flagship of the company. Valve is the thing that owns Steam, and Steam has kind of taken over the entire thing.
I think Steam's the main focus of Valve right now. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, which means all the games that they've had in production are just... off to the side, which kind of pisses off the people who have been Valve followers for a long time for their games, because we're waiting. We are fucking waiting.
I know, but you get residuals off all the thousands of games
they
sell.
I know, but nothing of their own. They're not putting anything else out now. I mean, it's been since 2009, since Left 4 Dead 2 came out. It's been a fucking while.
It's been a while.
And right? They said, oh, no, we're working on part 3. We're going to have a part 3 out. That was fucking 4 years ago.
Oh, and Trent, to your argument, like, I'm playing devil's advocate right now, totally. Yeah. I love Valve games, but what I'm getting at is, before they were just selling the grain, and now they sell the bread, the milk, and the cereal, and everything else that goes with it. And now they don't need to be the sole providers of just grain. They can provide the whole store.
I know, but still at the same time, where's Valve?
Yeah.
Valve is just...
hidden behind Steam at this point.
Exactly, well, and it doesn't need to be there. It's two separate entities, almost, in a way.
He's saying that the development side of the company is more focused on trying to convert Valve product instead of...
They've been pulled off of Left 4 Dead 3. They've been pulled off of Half-Life 3. Anything that was projects that Valve was working on, people are being pulled off of to focus on this. Why don't you just, since you've got the goddamn money, the company's expanding, it's expanding when it comes to the services they're offering, expand the goddamn base of employees to cover it, so you still have people. You're going to have to spend some money.
To make some money.
But either way, at least you're not pissing off your fans who have been waiting. It's been 2009 since Left 4 Dead 2. Mm. I'm not even going to count how many years it's been since Half-Life 2. Mm-hmm. Portal 2, not as long ago.
Well,
now Dota 2.
Dota 2, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive.
But those were separate situations. So, I mean, Portal and, you know, Dota was not...
Yeah, Dota was actually the original creator of Dota was pulled into that. Yeah.
Right, they
gave him some resources.
Exactly, yeah. So you've got and people that, the model that went through it, and then Valve basically boosted them to be able to put the game out.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, well, two more, but... The other one that I really liked was about the best PC was the... No. We've talked about it on here before.
Yeah.
But the Razer Project Christine.
That thing's badass.
It is pretty badass. I like it a lot. And like I said, I know you always talk about how like when your stuff gets filled up, you pull it out. It just looking at the picture makes it so much easier. Like
it's,
they said.
It's a smart...
Well, it's a modular.
With this modular design, it basically... makes replacing the GPU as simple as inserting a pod into one of the many, many expansion bays. And it looks... I'm not even a big fan of that. I mean, my computer, I've said it before, I don't have hardly anything on mine because I made it just for WoW. But with what people do nowadays, this thing is what you need because you don't have to like get in the tower and try to pull the...
I just want... I'm not a Razer fanboy by any stretch of imagination, but Razer... So I've had that Razer mouse now for about a little over a year. That's a fucking quality product.
Yeah. Well, it may be quality, and I'm going to say this now.
It's usually pricey.
That's going to be pricey, dude.
You know it will.
But the idea of having a water-cooled system around a modular unit where you can pull out a pod, put the component in, and slide it back in is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome because, one, you're going to cut down on heat. You're going to cut down on issues with trying to upgrade shit. It's no longer a long process. Just pull it out, put in the new thing, plug it in, it's done. It's one of those things. It's basically a prettier design of what I was talking about with doing a corkboard computer, because you can build a fucking computer on anything. It doesn't have to be in a case. In fact, actually, if you have it opened up and exposed, your heat becomes non-existent. Put it in fucking mineral oil. Put it in mineral oil. Boom, no issues at all at that point because it's in a tank. But the more exposed it is, or the more divided up it is, it's basically that looks like a giant heat sink.
At this
point, which is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's dispersing the heat into each module rather than onto the component itself. So
I'm just looking at cost effectiveness for the entire system. Whereas, you know, I can get a damn good working PC and I can build it myself, and I don't mind getting in there every once in a while. And I don't run into a situation where I have to get into the core of my PC to change things out that often. I mean, I can understand if you needed to be able to, you know, pop in an extra GPU or two, you know, on the fly, but you don't run into those situations. So.
Yeah, but with this is mainly a case. That's all it is a case. So it's a matter of how much the case is. That's the question.
And that's it was a pretty pricey system.
And the smart people...
I would probably spend $200 for that case.
Yeah, the smart people would actually create variations of the case that are basically built by, here's one that's an 8 module, here's one that's a 6 module, here's a 12... 1420 module that almost looked like it was like how many like 19 or something.
Let's see here.
Yeah, so that's probably their largest version. If they're going to do different versions, which any smart company, as thermal take will tell you, make variations.
Thermaltechnic's actually something fairly similar, compartmentalized case.
Yeah, that
but it's internal.
So it looks like it's going to be able to hold.
Yeah, the level 10 is a fantastic. It's a $349 case, but trust me, it's fucking badass.
Looks like it's a 12.
So it's about 12 modules on it, which is more than enough for what you need. It's actually pretty, it's a great idea, so it just really comes down to a matter of what you need. You can actually go with something that's just a freaking 6 module. It's
almost like freaking at-home rack space.
Yeah. But it's a cool idea. At the same time, it's for those people who want that design approach to what they're doing. There's going to be other people who do this, so who are going to have cheaper versions like Cooler Master or Thermaltake or somebody. So.
And then just last, their version, the best that they gave, gave it to gaming, and it was Oculus Rift. So, they had a lot of cool things. Like they had the 3D printer, and they had a thing for babies that you could wear, and it gives you what their body temperature is and stuff like that.
Well, 3D printing is going into a whole new world now, especially with the whole metal powder printing, plus actually 3D printers are the patents are going away, and they're actually going to go down in cost. A friend of mine, actually, his parents own a figurine company that makes gaming figurines here in town. They design them and make them by hand, and now it's to a point where they can just create one, scan it, and 3D print the fucker out. And they bought the 3D printer.
There you go.
Streamline the workflow, and they can make quality products.
I mean, they had a lot of cool stuff. They had Airtime, which basically... it's a intuitive refreshing solution for wireless PC screen monitoring, and you can basically looks like the little Google thing that you plug into it, and you can have multiple screens. So they had a lot of cool stuff. They had a thing for your car, and they had the clear speaker.
Yeah, that's
and everything. So clear audio. For everything that they gave best of in all the different categories. To see Oculus Rift win it, something with gaming, that's really
cool. I was going to say something else with gaming that came out. I know that they had that new Super Joey that came out.
Yeah.
Or not Super Joey, but the Virtual Joey.
Yeah, and Super Hopper. Yeah.
So you have the whole thing where you can actually, with your PS3 and PS4, now watch TV through Dish.
Yep.
Which, and now... Yeah,
it won one of theirs. Theirs thing won it. And, you can do it through that, and it's got smart TVs. Smart TVs going to have it, too.
Well, I know it's an interesting concept. I know that there's a lot of other things with Xbox One right now. You can just plug it in and do it as a pass through. But I thought that was a neat concept.
Yeah.
I said you got to take it where people can get it. You know what I'm saying?
Other things I was going to bring up, games for, unless you had something else to do.
No.
There were a couple of games that are coming out for free on right now on different things. You got a couple days left. In fact, you'll have, by the time this comes out, it'll be on the next game. Sleeping Dogs is out on Xbox Live right now on 360.
They should make a mod for that where everybody actually is dogs and just call it the Sleepy Dog mod. So.
Right, there you go.
Is that what's free on the live?
On the live till the 15th. And then on the 15th, you'll have Lara Croft and the Guardians of Light, which is a good game. I like it.
Need to get that Sleeping Dogs.
You will put a lot of time in Sleeping Dogs.
I know on PS4 right now, you get Bioshock Infinite. And then you also get Devil May Cry.
Jeez.
See, I'm not even a fanboy for either one. But that PlayStation one, they give a lot better free games.
That's what I'm saying.
I know next month PS4 is also giving away Outlast.
I love that. I played PlayStation all up to 2. I was a big fanboy for that.
Like they're both giving away free games. I'm just saying a couple of these are.
Well, a lot of them, some games are better than the other ones. So.
Well, Sleeping Dogs, John gave it to me for Christmas. I plan on playing it on PC.
It's fun, man. You will put a lot of time into that game.
Obviously, if you haven't already and you don't have the game right now, grab it on Xbox Live.
It's I have it. I'm gonna fucking go get it because it's a fun fucking game. Yeah. So.
I see it on my Xbox.
Other things, really, there's that Alien Isolation trailer that
came out. Yeah, Scott and I went off on that because...
I saw you typing it. I saw you guys going in a nerd rant. I was like, I'm out.
Well, the thing with Alien Isolation, I knew that there were basically three companies in the running, is what happened. And we knew about this years ago that there were three companies tapped to make Alien games. Gearbox. Yeah, it was Gearbox, the guys who did the Alien vs. Predator, which was Sega, Atari stuff. And then a third one, which they did not tell us what it was. All they said was it was going to be based in the Alien universe, not Aliens. So it's going to be a single Alien. Mm-hmm. They just didn't tell us. And the news finally came out what it is. It's a survival horror game. First person, there's no weapons really. You might have a flamethrower, but it's more to deter the alien than to kill it, because you're not going to be able to kill it. If it catches you, it catches you and you're dead.
Yeah.
And the details they released so far, and Scott went off on a nerd rant saying he was pissed until I explained it, which was that it's supposed to be, I think it's Barbara Ripley. Thank you. It's Barbara Ripley. Don't fucking shine that fucking light on me.
Yeah, you like
it? Right in the fucking eye. How you like that? Right in your fucking teeth. Anyway, so it's gonna be Ripley's daughter. Takes place 15 years after Aliens, when she's back in hypersleep again. Mm. And Scott was like, well, I don't like that. That's not canonical. That's not going to fit in. She didn't have a daughter. And I was like, actually, yeah, she did. They brought it up in Aliens. There's a cutscene where her and Burke are talking. And actually, a couple where they're talking. And she's told that her daughter's dead. That she died a few years ago at the age of, like, whatever. So this is going to take place 15 years after the whole incident with Aliens. Where they find some voice box data. So sorry, not Alien. So it's going to take place 15 years after Alien with the Nostromo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to, was it the Sulaco or the Nostromo? I always get the two fucking. I can't remember. By the way, I think it's the Nostromo actually. So they find the voice of the black box from the ship. And she, following in her mother's footsteps, has gone to space stuff, and she actually volunteers to go out there to the ship for the salvage to find out what happened. So the alien somehow, she's going to find the remains of the Nostromo. She's going to be on her own ship as well, and basically an alien gets on board, and it's a survival game. A little bit of RPG element. There's going to be a crafting system involved. The game looks gorgeous, but the cool thing is they actually program the alien with its entire own AI that's as complex as the game itself.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to basically react to everything you do. You're going to have a tracker, but the tracker's going to work the way it's supposed to, where you do not know where it's coming from. You just know there's something on radar.
Wow.
And you're not going to know what direction it's coming from until it's within, like, 30 feet. So it's a lot of sneaking around, stealth,
well, it's still crafting. A concept, and Aliens hasn't had the best... Or Alien, or whatever you want to say, does not have the best track record. I guess I want to wait to see what happens.
Well, but see, that's the big problem is that it's always been Aliens they tried to base it after, which is not a franchise that makes a good game. The elements are there, there's just not enough substance. Alien, though, is ripe for survival horror because it's one person versus one
alien. I would just say don't hold your breath until it's out.
I don't hold my breath yet, but everything I've seen for it, I watched in the gameplay trailers.
That'd be cool.
Looks good. We just have to see what they actually pull off
like a
with
solid
it.
Game.
We'll just have to see if it's not a trailer.
The old AVP2, that was what, you know, that was like the best.
I still have this copy of that game.
Yeah. That's like the best Aliens game that they have.
The one that they put out just a few years back, the AVP game that came out, a little short on the campaigns, but it was a well put together game. It just sucked when it came to the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's based on Marines and Aliens and Predators. Take that shit out. Take it out.
Right.
All you need is one person, one alien. And that's why I was kind of happy to see that they, 2 years ago, whenever the whole bullshit came about that they were going to be doing this, I was happy to see that there's going to be a prequel game. Yeah. So I'm very interested to say it's not going to fuck up any timelines. It's not going to have anybody from the actual movies. It's just going to be Ripley's daughter and the crew that she's a part of. So I'm actually very excited. Also, the game is completely done in 70s style, so there's not going to be any technology on the ships unless it was something that would have been inside the movie Alien. That's so it's awesome. Old CRT monitors. A lot of design is actually based straight from the movies and the concept art for Alien.
Yeah.
So, and the Alien itself is the original Alien design. It's not the hyper alien. It's not the hyper fucking version they did, the human versions.
Right.
It's a proto-human version. It's the original one. So it's not going to be the dog one or the other one. So I'm actually very excited to see what they do with it. The guys that do these games do the Total War games. So
okay.
When it comes to AI, they do a pretty good job. So we'll see how it plays out.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, but I'm definitely buying it. Just because it's fucking Alien. I'm going to buy it.
What else? Anything?
I don't know about that.
Oh, I almost forgot. They also have the entire soundtrack and sound bank available from Fox, including the subtones they played and the background of all the music.
Oh, sweet.
That actually was put in there because it causes psychological tension. So they have all those subtone notes.
Sweet.
If you listen to it with the violins, you'll hear weird sounds and shit. So.
Last blurb.
Mm-hmm.
Lords of Shadow 2, Castlevania is coming out on PC as well on the 28th. Nice. I am buying it on that.
I picked up.
And it's also set to be higher, much much higher res on PC.
Nice. I picked up the Lord of Shadow. I played a little bit. Fucking $10.
I picked it up on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's about the
time. I started playing a little bit of that, and I was like, oh yeah, Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, yeah, fucking Patrick Stewart narration. Remember when we first started playing that, when you picked it up, I was like, is that fucking Patrick Stewart?
Yeah,
between the chapters.
I couldn't believe it when the reveal trailer for that game came out. We were like,
what?
Is that?
Yeah, that game's really good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually pretty fun. I was happy to buy it for like $10. I was like, yeah.
If you haven't played that yet at all, that game is a blast.
Can't do PC. Right,
well, you got it on 360. They put it out on console and finally came on PC.
Now they're doing part two on the PC as well. It's a damn good game, and it's a really good twist.
It's
on
a great reboot of
Castlevania. Yeah, the ending of it is just fantastic. It's pretty cool.
So many years of Castlevania.
So
right.
So remind me as we're getting out of here. I'll let you go and borrow.
I've got a couple quick ones, and then we'll do it.
Awesome.
See. SimCity, they finally are getting their offline mode.
Oh,
about a year late. See here, in the world of esports, we have a team that completely dropped themselves out because they did not sign their roster. They were Lemon Dogs. It must suck for them because they can't be playing League of Legends this year.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That's fun shit.
It's like go to Dota,
right?
And learn how to play that kind of game,
right?
Probably already have.
It's
a different game, that's for sure.
There was a GameStop drop in their stock prices as soon as
PlayStation
now, announced that you'd be able to stream and rent PlayStation 3 games, eliminating the need for having the physical disc for your PlayStation 4.
Oh fuck! I forgot about that.
So, Gaines said there was something coming out where you could play any of the PlayStation games.
Right, you can play any of the PlayStation games, and they're allowing access to the games as a quote unquote rental.
Yeah.
So if you don't own the game, you can play it that way, and stream it to your PlayStation 4, Vita, and whatnot. But
oh wow, that might be game changing right there.
GameStop's stock prices dropped like 9%, like right then.
I'm waiting for GameStop price to go down to like $27 a share. I'm gonna buy like $1,000 worth, so when it shoots back up, I'll be like,
but that's a pretty big deal. I mean, because that gives the whole freaking library.
And that's what makes me mad is we were doing that thing. That dude was bragging how PlayStation helped him out. Remember?
Yeah, well, it's not going to completely kill the...
I know, but it's still a dick move.
It's not so much a dick move. What it does is it allows people to access games that are not console generation.
But there's still going to be people dropping. I know, but the stocks change.
No, but it's a smart thing. It's like No More Heroes for PS4 or PS3. I can't find that game fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
I will be looking for that on the cloud.
But one thing with stocks, though, is that stocks fluctuate constantly. No matter what, any little bit of news that comes out, if a CEO farts, the stock changes.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the way it goes. It's what happens over the long term. So we have to see what happens over the next, year.
There'll still be people that own PS3, so, I mean, they're still going to do it. But there's only, there's 3 million PS4 owners?
Right.
And 76 million PS3 owners?
Well, the reality was that they already said that this was going to be a feature.
Yeah,
you know, and
this just wasn't widely publicized.
They just didn't say yes, it's for sure happening, and this is happening fairly soon.
And depending on the price of it, I mean, if it's $40 for me to rent a game for a month, like
no,
it wouldn't be that. But I'm just saying, if it's outrageous, people won't do it. But if it's reasonable, that would be something that would.
Well, if it gives, say, if it's like $5 to rent a game for for a
week,
let's just give it a theoretical.
As long as it's not Skyrim, I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
Right, and you'd be able to, at least try a game before you buy it, where you can't do that with GameStop. But if you do like the game and you want to buy it, you can go to GameStop and probably get a pretty good deal. So it's just as scary.
And it's important to note that it only applies to the PlayStation 3 library. So.
And well, if you look at it, there's a lot of... that's that. But you also have the ability to stream it to your handheld device, too, with the service.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's still being hammered out, but there was a pretty drastic drop fairly quickly there.
But with the stock, though, overall, it'll take a year before you actually see the real effect. That doesn't mean don't buy them. Do definitely buy them, because GameStop will always find a way.
Oh, yeah.
For right now. And console people are not too big on giving up their hard copies of the game. So it's one of the things where they want to have that. So
and their brick and mortar.
Yeah, so even if they rent the game, they're probably, if they end up buying it, they're just going to go buy it from GameStop. So
yeah. There is also one last bit of news before I'm done here, and it's based in China. They lifted their console ban. So after almost 14 years, the ban on foreign game consoles in China has been lifted temporarily. So there's a giant buy-up of Wii's. Foreign consoles.
Oh, 3DS, what is
it? It was, let's see. When that
kind of story broke, I guess what happened is the price of Nintendo actually outpaced Sony.
Yep. They were...
by like $1 billion.
Well, actually, something that was funny that a friend of mine mentioned to me today, because he was looking at it online, because somebody pointed out on Reddit, Best Buy had the 3DS system, the Hyrule version of it, with Link to the Past for like $150 on clearance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I think he checked the store availability here in town. He didn't. Couldn't recall if he found any, but there is a chance that they're actually on the clearance racks right now at Best Buy for $150 for the 3DS version. The Triforce version of the 3DS with Link to the Past for like $150, which is actually that's about the same price it is for a refurbished or used system. I'm actually debating on it for this week, because you know how it is with Link stuff, with Zelda stuff. Even if you pick it up and you don't want to keep it, wait 1 year, you can sell it for twice that and get the money.
Wait 10 years,
it'll be worth a lot more.
Like 10 times that.
Yeah, because everything Zelda. Shoots through the roof. I mean, even the original gold Zelda NES.
Oh, God. Man, I wish I'd have kept that. That thing's worth like $400.
Yeah, it's like $500. And then the gold version of Ocarina of Time, again, it's still worth a lot of money. Zelda everything just fucking outsells. So I'm debating on picking one up this weekend, because I really want to play that Link to the Past.
Yeah.
Because it looks great. And it's actually fun as shit to play. Yeah, it was awesome.
Played it for
I know.
5 minutes.
It was awesome as shit. So... But I'm debating on it, and I'm going to take a look. Let's see. That's the only other thing I have.
That was pretty much it for me.
Nice.
Yay.
All right, so with that, we go into the upcoming games.
Yep.
Yeah, and really, there's not anything major coming out right away. That's why I was actually pointing out the Lords of Shadow 2 coming out at the end of next month, and you got Thief 2 coming out, the second to last week of February.
Yeah, then we also have Assassin's Creed Liberation coming out on console and PC. I think this week, is it the 14th or something like that?
Yeah.
I think it's actually out now.
Yeah, as of the time this show releases, that'll be out.
Yeah.
Unepic coming out on Wii U.
Yay.
Tomb Raider Definitive Edition coming out on the 26th. I don't want to go into that right now. But February 11th, you got Final Fantasy 13. Is that... No, that's...
That's a different one. That's Lightning Returns.
Yeah.
Is that Lightning Returns?
I'm still waiting for Final Fantasy X.
I need to finish HD. And then we don't have anything happening for a while.
I want HD.
But I will say, come late February, early March, we're going to have a shitload of stuff to play up. At that point, I think we'll all be playing something different.
Thief, Titanfall.
Yeah.
Dark Souls 2. Dark Souls 2. We got freaking South Park, Stick of Truth.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I've had that on pre-order for a while now.
Yeah, it's been pushed back so many different fucking times.
Well, if you watch the last South Park,
they actually promote
it. They're all talking about giving up video games, and then they turn the very end of the show into promotion for Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So I know those guys are pretty far behind that.
Yeah.
Which gives me some hope. But anyways.
That's pretty much it. So with that, all we have left is our shout-outs.
Yeah, you got the CarouselPodcast.com, you got For the Love of Gaming, you have ElseworldsPodcast.com, that video game, or... GameFcast.com, NoQuarters.net, and DBGP.tv. They do good things.
Great news.
Find us on Stitcher and iTunes searching Tiltcast. Find us at Facebook.com/Tiltcast. Same with Twitter.
Or not.
Or just go to the website at Tiltcast.com or email us at teabag. ST, word bag, at Tiltcast.com.
Teabag.
Yeah. Don't spell it like tea.
Teabag.
So, anyways, that's all we got.
Yeah, so we're done.
All right.
We are done.
Bye.